This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I'm the smart one.
Dougie.
I am never having sex again.
Dieter.
Did she just see my bicep flex?
Charlie.
This guy's gonna hunt me down.
And Jeffrey.
I don't poop my pants every day, punk.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
It is Wednesday, June 27th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. That's how you reach the show. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio on your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way is to pick up your phone, give us a call, 866-967-6837. Who thinks Daphne will call today?
Oh, for sure.
You think so?
100%.
I think she took my advice to go get mental help.
I actually have an update on that.
You do?
Yeah, let me pull up this message I got from someone who closed the Daphne yesterday.
Okay. Daphne's been calling in the past few days, begging for Roverfest X tickets and to meet Machine Gun Kelly, one of the artists playing Roverfest X, Shinedown playing, Lil Jon playing, Big Boy from Outkast playing. Am I out of my head? Yeah, this is Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello. I wish she was at Roverfest. Holy smokes. She's hot, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a great look she has. She's just super hot. If I were Machine Gun Kelly, I'd just do songs with hot chicks. That's it. I mean,
he is now. He's kind of doing,
I know,
duets.
He's got to figure it out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We did one. It'd be like if I could work in radio and I would just have hot co-hosts. Every day, just a new hot co-host. Oh. Boy, would Dougie be out of luck, huh? All That Remains playing Roverfest. Red Sun Rising playing Roverfest. Comedian Bert Kreischer hosting the event. Fireworks from American Fireworks. The Miss Morning Glory competition. And whatever bands win your shot to rock Roverfest, we're going to listen to our second round of finalists this morning. In the original band category, we're narrowing it down. Who's going to be able to hit the big stage? Anyhow, so Daphne has been calling, trying to get tickets. She really wants to meet Machine Gun Kelly.
And, well, she knew him before he had tattoos, don't forget.
Yeah. And
I think I saw on Instagram he just got another tattoo.
He's running out of room.
He did say that in his post. It's weird that you're saying that because it was, it's like when you have no more space left, and it was under his armpit.
Jeez. Yeah. Getting a tattoo right on my taint.
Might
sure,
be next
no one
week.
Will see it, but why not?
I mean, that's funny.
Anyhow, so she's been calling and, Nance, you said that you had an update?
Someone closer reached out and said that he knows Daphne personally, and that after she got off the phone with you guys today, she finally went to the doctor, and she's in the process of getting help and getting back to normal. She's not normally like that. She had a breakdown about a month ago and hasn't been the same since. After close friends and family gave her a reality check, and Rover today pushed her enough to realize that she needed help and went through with it.
Well, that's good. You know, I worked in a mental hospital, and it was weird. like the people who are kind of normal people but have mental illness that, you know, like that. If you're out there, some of these people are just, some people are way out there. But if you're kind of a normal person but you have one of these mental conditions, many of them realize it as it's happening. You know what I mean?
No, wouldn't they not know? They know they're in it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's strange. Because I think I wouldn't know. You think, like, everything's normal. I'm acting normal. You guys are the crazy
ones.
Well,
some people do think that. Yeah, some people do. But many people who are manic, depressive, who have periods of down followed by periods of up. I'm up for 72 hours. I'm calling Rover every 2 minutes. Blah, blah, blah. Many of them know. Like, they just can't help it. They're like, I know this is crazy, but.
See, I just thought she was a super fan, and she just wants damn tickets, VIP tickets.
Well, she does want those.
Yeah, bad.
And she's cleaning the grout on the tile in her house with a toothbrush twice a day. That's what people in a manic phase do. Here's an interesting suggestion. Rover, why don't you try working out like Dieter for 1 month? And Dieter has to not work out that entire month.
Oh.
And whoever quits first has to pay the loser $1,000.
I think Dieter would quit first.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, I don't know.
Rover. He needs to work out.
Yeah,
it's easier. All I have to do is sit around, right?
Yeah, but you can't do that.
No, I know. That is true. That would be tough, but if it was money on the line, I have the easy job, really.
No, he'd be secretly working out. He'd be in his house.
Yes.
He'd have stuff in his house. He wouldn't do it. He'd cheat.
He'd have to bring in all of his dumbbells and stuff. Whatever you have at home, a Bowflex or whatever you have.
I don't have that Bowflex crap.
Okay. Whatever you have at your house, you'd have to bring it in. Because we know, and anything heavy. I mean, he'd just be picking up rocks in his backyard or something.
Does that count?
Soup cans.
Yes. Yeah, he would. There's no way he would go.
Yeah.
There's no way you would go for a month, bottom line.
That's also true.
Let's get to that.
It's probably
that'd be
true.
Easier to track.
No. Well,
yes,
yeah,
because
yeah.
We could get you a trainer that would every
true.
Day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dieter would be a little bit
harder.
Dieter,
we would have to.
You could GPS my phone, and all I really have is my place. I have a bench press in the basement.
Heart rate.
Yeah, but we don't know what you're doing in there. You'll have someone bring
a weight bench into your
house.
Like a mobile weight station and a semi-truck?
Yes.
They do have that. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. They park it right in your driveway. You work out in the back of this guy's truck, and then he drives away.
What a dumb idea.
No, that's fantastic.
It's not smart. That's a stupid idea.
Is he looking at you the whole time?
Yeah.
He
judges you. He sits at a desk, and he's just like, bad form.
And
a trainer?
Keep breathing.
Yeah,
and one more rep. How much does that cost?
Oh, $1,000 a session.
No, it does not.
No, I'm sure it's expensive. I've seen it though, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty inventive.
That's the dumbest thing.
I have a girlfriend.
If you open up a gym, you can have 200 people come in there and work out at once.
Right.
If you have a truck, one person's working out.
Oh, you can have a couple in there, but
so what's
he
your
takes
maximum
it to you?
Profit potential?
You go to like an office building. And you have bike stations or
that is the dumbest
yoga.
Idea.
No, and you have
that is
at
so
lunch,
stupid.
I think that's actually
if this
great.
Were a great idea, we'd have workout trucks just all over the road. When have you ever seen one?
So
when?
If you
name
have
one
a,
time you've seen a workout truck.
If you have a workout truck come to your building and say we're gonna 10 people can do a session at 12:30, 1 o'clock. You don't think people would sign up?
No.
I disagree.
No.
Disagree.
No. So why don't you start a workout truck if this is such a great idea? Why don't you become a millionaire? Why doesn't everyone
really.
Have a workout truck?
They will.
Why don't personal trainers invest in a workout truck if this is such a money-making opportunity? This is the dumbest idea.
No,
I'll tell you why they don't do it. Because if you're a personal trainer, you train people at a gym where people drive to you and you can have 50 clients a day.
Just saying,
as opposed
my friend.
To where you drive around and you can have 6 clients a day. That's so stupid.
trying to find pictures of this truck.
I think there seems to be a bunch of them.
Yeah, because it works.
Bunch of different brands.
Have you ever seen one?
No. This one's called 360 Jim. This one's called Train and Wheels.
I want Dieter to work out on that. Dude, I'm hitting Train and Wheels. Dork.
You're a dork. Don't hate
Jimmy,
on
Jimmy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Rover, what up?
Hey, Jimmy, what's happening?
Dieter.
Yo!
Oh. Hey, I met you guys down in West Palm Beach. I'm from Akron.
All right.
I just wanted to let Dieter know that Bowflex is awesome. I mean, he saw my physique.
It was this. I'm good, man. Actually, like, I like dumbbells and barbells.
Isn't Bowflex really super expensive?
It's kind of expensive, but it's also kind of like, I don't want to talk
rickety?
I don't want to talk bad about it, but it's not smooth.
Chuck Norris looks smooth when he's doing it.
No, that's not Bowflex. That's this other thing, this like glider with the, like a backboard. That's not Bowflex.
Is there anything that actually works, like a machine like that?
Shake weight.
Yeah.
Have you seen those guys' arms? Rover, if you had to guess what a middle-of-the-road Bowflex Extreme 2 SE home gym costs, what would you say?
Let me guess, too.
Okay.
Oh, I think they're super expensive, like $3,000.
Oh, I'd say maybe $1,000.
$1,600 for that. There's top-of-the-line ones that go up there, but middle-of-line's like $1,600.
Okay. And what's the top-of-the-line one?
$3,000.
Wow. Yes, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's really trying to get into,
it's because there's another workout system called Soloflex where the weights are rubber and you put them on the machine, and as you do each exercise, it stretches them. And I think they say it's a lot safer than using free weights.
You should get that.
Soloflex. So.
What was that?
Funny, Snitz. Anyways, no, I'm fine.
That was funny.
I'm not a workout guru like you.
Guru.
Jason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, if you guys wanted to do that that challenge, you can use Fitbits, and if you, I don't know, like, say, super glue them and, you know, like, sign them somehow to where they can't come off, you can monitor each other's heart rate, and therefore, if Dieter's too high, then you know he's working out.
Right.
What if I'm JOing, though?
Well, we'd know every time you do that.
Right, but it would go up.
Uh-huh.
So do, like, a slow, relaxed JO.
Yeah,
well, that'd only be, like, 2 minutes anyway.
True.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Jason. Sarah wants to know, good morning, Rover. I was wondering what the status of Charlie and Snitzer's Uber ride in West Palm Beach was. I know Charlie said he was going to fight the charges that he was billed for leaving the dirty floor mats. He said he was fighting those charges for you because he used your credit card. What is the status of that, Charlie?
They won't do anything.
Boy, it's time to cancel that card, isn't it?
We've had it for one trip. I don't know. What do you... What's... Is the card being used wrong?
Well, the card was for you guys to get back and forth to the bus, right?
That's what
and
he's
to
doing.
The hotel. No, they're going all over the place. Charlie's got it. Snitzer's got it. Dieter's got it. They all got it on their phone, and they're all going out. Oh, we're going to the Rocky Steps. We're doing this. We're doing that.
I skateboarded there. I skateboarded back.
Yeah, I used it one time.
Show content.
And there was a cancellation fee the one time you used it.
I got it back, Rover.
He actually didn't use it, and I still got charged for it.
Yeah. Right. Well, because my damn phone died, and then Jeff forgot the fake Uber.
Uh-huh.
We had to do that.
I don't think we've used it for any time other than go to the hotel.
I've never used it besides
$45 parasail fee for Jeffrey?
No, I wasn't involved.
Oh, that was for the show. I didn't think you'd care. I'm sorry. I personally paid the other 40, and I didn't even go in the stupid thing.
Why did you pay? What was the other 40? They charged you just to ride on the boat?
Yeah. And I paid it personally, so I'm sorry that I bought it for Jeffrey. I thought I was going to get a much better deal, and I didn't get the deal that I thought. And then it was too late. We're already on the boat, so I had to pony up $40 of my own dollars.
Well, and Jeffrey chipped
in,
right?
And how was the show material that Jeffrey provided for us?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be good or not. So we got to go do something. So I thought we'd try something out. I'm sorry it wasn't that great. I agree it wasn't that great.
Let's see here. Jaybird writes, Yo, Rover, I always hear other listeners say that was the best segment ever, but yesterday, Daphne's ticket calls will now be at the top. I laughed so hard at work. So good. Dieter, you're still the man.
She'll call back in today. Keep listening.
And Curious George writes, good morning, Rover. I'm writing this email to say thank you, Daphne. Because of her calls, I'm no longer the most hated caller on the show. Daphne, some advice for you from one Rover fan to another. Stay off Reddit because it can be brutal. Have a great day.
I don't think she's hated. Did you take it that way?
No, well, actually, I saw the opposite.
People liked it.
Just like that email before. She was incredibly entertaining.
Stephanie writes, yo, Rover. I recently noticed through social media that Nads' girlfriend changed her relationship status from in a relationship to single. I just want to see what's going on. Has yet another love of his life gotten away? Is he going to be forced to purchase more edible arrangements? I don't know.
We get into fights all the time.
You are kidding me. Are you serious?
We do. We get in fights all the time.
This
is the
dumbest thing. I mean, that is, wow.
Did you put single down whenever
this,
you guys
this
get in a fight?
This is the farthest it's ever gotten. But I mean, it's like, it's almost like what didn't happen because we hung out all weekend. I've seen her every day. We're looking at apartments together, so I don't.
Why would you?
Charlie loves this.
Why would you move in with someone you fight with all the time who's, like, I mean, this is like junior high, single in a relationship, single in a relationship. Why would you do that? I'm just curious.
And I know you're going to laugh and you're going to say dumb things and you're going to say you've said this a million times. I really, really love her. I love her a lot. I really do.
No, you think you do.
I don't. It's not that,
yeah,
man.
Yes, I know this kind of stuff, Nads. You think you do. If you were so madly in love with each other, you wouldn't be fighting all the time. It's just a fact.
I think it's both of our personalities. You guys
then
know.
It's not a good fit.
Well, I don't know if there is a good fit for me, Rover. I'm.
Of course
she's
there is.
She's the best
Daphne.
Fit I've ever had.
Like, Daphne's the best fit I think no. we could find for you right now.
Nads, of course, there's a good fit for you.
No, I'm a mental case. I'm all over the place, and I think we both have like issues like that, which I see myself and her a lot. And
what are her issues?
I'm not going to air her out.
Oh,
like
come
that.
On.
No. I've
what did you guys
literally
fight
been,
over?
Been said about like not airing this out. We've just been fighting all the time about dumb stuff, and it's just
like what? What was the last fight?
I want to make this clear.
This last fight that you were.
Well, for example, especially like in the last month, I've got like been pretty adamant that like I'm going to go out with my friends like whenever I want, like because she yelled at me about the golf cart thing before I went out on the golf incident with my friend. She was like, don't go.
I
was like,
I love that. And then he breaks his leg when
right.
he goes
oh,
out on the
she
golf
loved that
cart.
Too.
Yeah. It's the best.
Was she like, I told you
I
so?
Should be dating her. Oh, yeah. She sounds great, doesn't yeah. she? I love that.
She is great. Yeah, she told me, do not go. And I said, F you, I'm going to go out with my friends. And I did, and I broke my leg.
That's so funny.
On a golf cart.
I love that.
Is that the fight that just had her?
No, that was, I wanted to go out on, we woke up on Sunday morning, we're just hanging out, and my friends were in the afternoon. We're getting some lunch at a patio, getting some drinks and some lunch. And I'm like, let's go. And she's like, I don't want to go, but you can go if you want. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, you're just going to leave me here? And I'm like,
well, I would say, well, you just told me to go.
She gave me permission, but then she's broke it down. She said, I'm at your place. I come out here to see you. You know, I take certain days off work or work my schedule around seeing you, and you're just going to leave me? I'm like, well, that makes sense. So I haven't been a great boyfriend.
So what did you do? Did you go out with the friends?
No, I stayed there and sulked.
Oh, boy.
So what was the fight over?
All kinds of stuff. It's
why did she change her relationship status to single?
She doesn't know if she wants to do it anymore.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, we're working towards it. I'm
going to
earn that.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This should fix the relationship.
This is so
and
stupid.
She should get pregnant.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Let's do it.
That fixes everything.
This is, oh my God, I love this. This is why we keep Nads around for
That's
this
crazy,
kind of stuff.
Right?
Oh, no other I love reason? This. I cannot wait for the implosion.
It is imploding, Rover.
Nads, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you move in with this?
Because I love her, man. I really do.
So you think it's going to get better after you? Is it going to get better or worse after you move in?
We've had bad times. We've had really great times. I just hope it's just a rough patch.
I mean, just take a guess. What do you think?
I know what you're going to say.
Better or worse?
I know what you're going to say. You're saying, no, it's never going to get better.
What would Charlie say?
I don't care what Charlie says.
Charlie, what would you say?
One of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
He says, F you, I'm going out with my friends all the time.
He never fights with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but we're okay. She's okay with that.
Yeah.
How your long have you been not. With your girlfriend? 8 years?
9 years.
9 years.
I think they figured it out.
Is she changing her relationship status on social media?
Never.
Never? Hasn't done it once?
No.
Did she change it back, Nads, or it's still...
Oh, it's still single.
So you dating? Are you allowed to see other girls?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not planning on it. Like we just talked yesterday about going to check out apartments. Like we just talked yesterday.
How could she?
Why?
If you guys are broken up right now, why
would
you look for
do that though?
It doesn't make sense.
Why?
Why would I do that?
Why?
Are you afraid to
because
be alone?
Because I
you
want
know
to do
how stupid it is.
It's not stupid.
It's incredibly stupid.
Your girlfriend says right now she's single, and you're gonna go look for apartments with her.
No.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know, man. We're just working on it. We're going to figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Wow.
Are you afraid to be alone, and that's why you'd rather just take
I'm not
this?
Afraid to be alone. I'm afraid to be without her. I feel so much better when she's
that
around.
Saying. That's good.
It is good, right?
I like that. She's the love of his life.
She is.
But he's not the love of her life.
Oh, God, no. She is the, I think, is this the third or fourth love of Nads' life since he's been on the show?
Say three.
Counting. I think it's a fourth.
Fourth?
How many loves of his life have we been through, Charlie?
I think this is a third.
The third.
He did. He was dating a girl when he first started, but I don't think that was the love of his
life.
But
the college love. Oh,
yeah, oh, remember no. her?
Yeah, but that's before he started. I'm just saying, we're just talking on the show.
Oh, but he was
show.
Still talking to her, remember?
Right.
That's why he was talking to her all the time, because she's the love of his life.
So that's a fourth.
Okay.
So we know of four, at least four loves of his life. I mean, yes. We've heard this with all of them.
Soulmates.
This is the dumbest thing. I cannot believe this.
I think they should get an apartment.
Oh, I do too. I think.
Can you pay for it?
I think
sure, if you
a...
put the cameras in, cameras and microphones, I'll pay for
Would
that.
Would you do it, Nads?
What'd you say?
Would you do it if you put a camera in there?
Cameras and microphones. Same offer that I gave to Jeffrey LaRoque.
How sweet of an apartment is it?
What's his old
sweeter
house?
Sweeter than the one you got now.
Yeah, everything's sweeter than the one I got now.
What about Rover's old house?
We could talk about that. I don't know if she would do it. I don't think she would do it. She's not a big fan of this being on air.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like she's a big fan of you either.
Not a lot of people are, Rover.
Do you notice that...
Dieter, can you believe this? I love this.
I can't believe it.
I just...
Like, shouldn't they be looking for apartments when they're together and everything's going smooth? Not when they're currently broken up?
But that will fix it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Dieter, we'll get closer when we're living together. That's just what we
need. And they'll fight less?
No, they're going to fight more.
Right, but he thinks they'll fight less.
This is like couples who fight all the time, married couples, and then they decide, let's have a kid.
That'll fix
yeah,
it.
And it's
just the worst decision you could possibly make. Like, you already hate each other, and now you hate each other without sleep, and you have a crying baby.
Well, you guys tried that, right?
Who?
Who?
What?
You and Douche.
No, we'd
never really...
Oh, we were trying to get pregnant,
we
yeah.
We didn't fight.
But you're toward the end of the relationship, I'm saying.
It was the only way I could get sex.
I didn't know it. Apparently, he it was news to me that he was done with me and had a side piece.
Yeah.
So, I was trying to have a baby. Totally. Uh-huh.
Different situation. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, Schmitz.
Anytime. Show historian. Sorry.
Hey, live and learn, Rover. It's all good.
All right. We do have Rover Fest X tickets to give away. Let's do that right now.
Rover Fest X.
Are you ready?
Let's go! Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Rover Fest X.
Your head is going to explode at Rover Fest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you with that. We have tickets to give away every hour here on the show. And keep listening. We have the Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, dude?
What major actor and comedian doesn't think it was necessary to fire Roseanne Barr? A little bit of a shocker here from her TV show.
All right. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. TV show. These guys have been doing the strangest things for over a decade.
This is bad. Oh, God.
Strange. So strange.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Shizzy coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
What major star/comedian doesn't think Roseanne Barr should have been fired for her comments? I'll tell you that story. And I've got two dead bodies, one found at a stadium, one found at a professional athlete's house. Two different stories, but dead bodies discovered. I'll tell you those stories next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. We have more Roverfest X VIP tickets to give away this hour and every hour today. You want to purchase your tickets? Go to roverradio.com. Don't miss out on the biggest party of the year.
24 days.
And are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Well, yesterday we started with this news that parents who are being held in immigration detention centers won't be reunited with their children unless the current federal law changes. That's according to a Trump administration official. They told that to Congress. Well, a few hours later, that all changed, and overnight, a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to reunite all the kids and parents recently separated at the southern border within at least the next 30 days. Mm-hmm. This must be done. So, if the children are younger than 5, the parent-child reunions must happen in the next 14 days. The judge's ruling stemmed from an ACLU lawsuit that's representing a Brazilian woman and a mom who are both demanding to see their kids. So, they're trying to figure all of this out. Meanwhile, one more story about that. House Republicans are expected to hold a vote today. This will be later on regarding an immigration bill that they say will keep the migrant families from being separated. So they're supposed to vote later on today. All right, two dead bodies. Let's start with this one. Not a lot of details regarding both the stories, but I'll tell you about police investigating a situation after a body was found in a walk-in freezer. This was in the Atlanta Braves Stadium just hours before a game against the Cincinnati Reds. This happened yesterday. It was at SunTrust Park yesterday afternoon, found dead by a coworker.
And how did this person die? They froze?
They get locked in?
I don't believe so. They're trying to figure out what was happening.
Caught, you were in a freezer.
Yeah, you think somebody, like it was a murder?
No, I'm guessing. A medical examiner has to give a ruling. I'm guessing that you went in there, had a heart attack.
No. They got locked in from the inside, dude. She wouldn't have a heart attack right in there in a cooler.
Why not?
What's more likely? I think that he got locked in
and
he froze to death.
It
yes,
was a
that's
couple
more
hours
likely.
Before the game. So nobody was inside the freezer?
No, they weren't in the freezer. They were stocking it or doing whatever. Somehow somebody got locked in.
And then nobody went back in that freezer.
Yeah, like maybe it happened overnight. I don't know.
I think I personally
what's the end of the story say? Did they say?
No, it's not clear if the death will have any impact on services during the game. The body came just hours before the home game. The discovery, just hours, medical examiner, everything I had already said. So, I have to blow my nose.
Do it. Do it in the middle of the story.
Stop. The other story about a dead body. There was a body that was found in the New Jersey home of Giants cornerback Janorius Jenkins yesterday. Police have launched a homicide investigation. This worker in his home discovered the corpse in the basement of the residence. It was about 10:30 yesterday morning. The football star was in Florida at the time, and the victim has now been identified as Roosevelt Renee, 25 years old. Sneeze.
Bless you.
What's going on with this?
You're getting sick.
Am I getting a summer
getting
cold?
Sick.
It's not good. Often, this football player would have friends or family members just stay at his house. So they're investigating this to see what's happened. The manner of death will be determined. But they are investigating this one as a homicide. This one's a little bit different than the
you
other
did
one.
Mention that Janoris Jenkins was not there, right?
I said he was in Florida.
Okay.
Yes. Coming to a Whole Foods near you, big discounts if you're an Amazon Prime member. Amazon will begin offering a discount on select sale and food items at Whole Foods Market and Whole Foods 365 stores starting today. The members-only discount was previously available in 11 states, but today marks the first day the offer will be available everywhere. So to receive the discount, customers must be an Amazon Prime member, which is $119 per year, and they must download the Whole Foods Market app.
Oh.
All right, so was Bert Kreischer on the show saying he loves Guy Fieri?
Yeah. He did say that.
And he said his name all
he
weird.
He did say his name wrong.
Did you notice that?
He doesn't love him that much.
Yeah. No,
how'd you get the name wrong?
I think he was saying it with an accent.
No, like he completely botched it.
I noticed that too a couple of times. So Guy Fieri will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Nice.
It was announced yesterday. He's one of the handful of celebrities to be honored in the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce's Walk of Fame class of
2019. Theater likes him because he's ATO. ATO for life. Same fraternity.
And I had a great interview with him.
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, missed that one. And okay. I hate how he wears his glasses behind his head. I hate that.
That's his trademark.
Oh, I hate it. He's got to stop. He's a grown man. He's got to stop doing that. And finally, Jerry Seinfeld is weighing in on the fallout Roseanne Barr has received after she posted the racist tweet. That led to ABC canceling her sitcom. And instead, we have a spinoff series called The Conners. That will not include Roseanne. So Entertainment Tonight, they spoke to the 64-year-old comedian Seinfeld, and they talked to him this week about a new season of his show, which is going to Netflix. It's the comedians in cars getting coffee. And they also talked about the controversy surrounding Barr's remarks. He said, quote, "I didn't see why it was necessary to fire her. Why would you murder someone who's committing suicide? But I never saw someone ruin their entire career with one button push. That was fresh," he said. So he doesn't think that she should have been fired. She was taking herself out anyway.
They should come back and do a show together.
Oh, I think he'll definitely reach out. Don't you? To try to get her in his card. Netflix series. Like,
sure.
How great would that be? There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover Fest X. Melting your face with Shine Down. Machine Gun Kelly. Lil Jon. Big Boy from Outkast. All That Remains. Red Sun Rising. Plus, the Miss Morning Glory competition and fireworks from American Fireworks. Hosted by comedian Bert Kreischer.
I'm the machine! Cut it!
Saturday, July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain.
Rain or shine lineup subject to change.
Tickets are on sale now.
Just go to roverradio.com.
Rover Fest, presented by Coors Light and Ganley Nissan.
And Rover's Morning Glory.
We do have more tickets to give away a little bit later on this morning, or this hour, as a matter of fact. And every hour, let me go to Corey. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Corey.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's here, happening?
Yo. Hey, so I just called in before to talk to you guys about when the whole incident with the lobsters and how they actually don't scream. Well, I'm calling back to Craig Dieter again because you can't actually really get locked in almost any modern day freezer because on the inside of almost every freezer, they have a safety release to pop any lock, even if it gets locked from the outside.
You said almost any freezer. So it is possible to get locked in a freezer.
Well, it just happened not too long ago. There was just a girl that died in a walk-in freezer. She was super drunk. I think that was down at a hotel in, I don't know, was it Atlanta or something? I don't remember.
I remember doing the story.
Yeah, a girl died in a walk-in freezer at a hotel. But she was loaded.
Well, I mean, I don't actually remember hearing that, but I mean, I've worked in quite a few restaurants, and you know, I have a lot of experience of going in and out of freezers and all that kind of stuff. And everyone I've ever been had emergency release. Now, if she was inebriated and she was too wasted to actually see right in front of her that there's an emergency release, well, that kind of sucks. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, pretty much standard code for any facility with a freezer that they have to have those for that very reason.
It was Chicago. She got locked in.
Well, Chicago. All right. Well, yeah. So it does happen, yeah, but who knows how. Corey, thank you for pointing out that Dieter is wrong.
But he was
on almost
wrong.
Everything all the time.
Don't you think the person just, like, either a heart attack or OD'd in the freezer? Or you think somebody, it was murder and they locked him in?
No,
for
I don't
a
think
slow,
it was
frozen.
I doubt it was. No, I doubt it was murder.
It was an accident.
Yeah, it would be an accident that they accidentally got locked in. Or, as Doogie said, maybe they just had a heart attack in the freezer there. That's possible. I suppose you could have a heart attack anywhere, Dieter.
Just right then? I mean, once you stumble out, at least, I think you'd be able to walk six
Not
steps
if you're
and
having
push
a heart
the freezer.
Attack.
You can walk, Rover.
When you're having a heart attack.
Yeah, a few steps.
Uh-huh.
Just get out of that freezer, man.
Tom, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, Rover, what's up?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, I just got to say, Doogie's a dumbass. It's Guy Fieri. Listen to how he says it on all of his shows. It's Guy Fieri.
Wait, with a T in there now?
That's how he says it. It's so stupid. No one's ever going to call him that. That's what he wants to be called, though.
No, it's the Italian way to say it because he's Italian.
So... Did Bert Kreischer
like
pronounce
on
it
the
that?
R.
Did Bert Kreischer that?
Yeah, he was pronouncing the way Guy said
so
it.
So he,
it's like
okay.
A roll on the R.
So, Dieter, maybe you're wrong once again, Dieter.
Well, you too, Rover, you always say it that way. You were saying Guy Fire one time.
What's his Fieri? That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
Bert what, said it was what like a, says. An accent.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tom's on the phone saying that Bert was saying it correctly.
He might have been. What kind of accent was it? Was it an Italian?
It's a drunk accent.
Well, Italian, okay. Yes.
Well, Rover, it's like your old car, the Fietto.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly.
Or a Fattatai. I don't know. How would you get Ferrari? I mean, think about that. It's pronounced Ferrari, right?
Yes.
So how would it be? Why would he pronounce his name Fieri?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be Ferrari?
I don't know.
There's no T in the name.
Yeah, there's no T in Ferrari either. There's no T in Fieri. I don't get it. I don't know.
John, I have a little clip of it right here.
Okay,
ready?
All right, yeah.
Chosen six best-selling cookbooks, and speaking of, you can pick up his latest, Guy Fieri Family Food, available now. Guy, Bert. Welcome to the show.
Right. Quite an intro.
You got Fieri right. They do the R on it all the time.
They get it wrong every time. You knocked it out of the park.
I'll pat my...
There we go.
Bert was right.
Yes.
Good
job. This is something new then.
I'm launching a protest against the way this guy pronounces his name. That's ridiculous. First of all, I think if that's true, in order to call yourself Fieri, you must have been born in Italy. You can't be born here.
That's not true.
And say, pronounce my name Fieri. When it's spelled Fieri.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you mean that's not true?
So if
but
you're...
Like, what's that one guy's name, that politician whose last name was Boner, and he just decided his name's Boehner?
You guys talking about John Boehner.
Yeah.
We make fun of him as John Boner.
Rover, his real name...
Guy Fieri was born Guy Ramsey Ferry.
Wait, you're kidding me.
I swear to God.
Wait, Ferry?
You're kidding me.
That can't be right.
It says it on Wikipedia. It says it right there.
Well, it also... well,
anybody can change your name to a fairy.
But if that's true, if his name is Ferry, and he's just making up his name,
if you're
going
to make it up, why wouldn't you just spell it Fieri if you want people to call you that?
Exactly.
Just spell it that way.
Right.
Judging by the spelling of his name, I thought it was Guy Fieri.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Boy,
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. Charlie, do you have the... here it is. This is from a couple days ago. This is... do you remember there was a woman who went out, I think it was in Oakland or San Francisco... And there were some black people having a barbecue. And she went out and said that they needed a permit, that they weren't or that they weren't allowed to barbecue in the park. That's the park's rules. And she called the police, and they took video of her, and everyone's like, oh, just leave black people alone. Do you remember that
yes.
one? Okay. Now, apparently, there's a new one. I haven't watched this video, but this is from a few days ago. There's a woman who was outside of her apartment building, and I think this was in San Francisco as well, as a young black girl, an 8-year-old black girl, sold bottled water mm-hmm. on the street outside of a baseball stadium. And she said, you need a permit to do this. And now there's video of her saying this. Now, I haven't watched this video.
It's a big...
But there's nothing wrong with calling the police or the health department or anyone else if someone is doing something without a permit.
So my kid...
You don't think
over the weekend,
no, I don't think.
Sold lemonade and donuts?
No, if you're posted up outside of an apartment building, perhaps blocking access to the apartment building for all I know.
Oh, you seem like, I thought you didn't like busybodies.
This is totally busybody.
No, this is not busybody if you are breaking the law.
She's trying to raise money. Do you know why she's trying to raise money?
What was it?
Her mom, didn't her mom lose her job? And she wanted to go to Disney World, so she was trying to help her mom because she knew they couldn't afford it because her mom was on hard times. Mm-hmm. And this crabby neighbor had a problem with the little kid? Who does that?
So it was an 8-year-old. What if it's a 28-year-old?
It was an 8-year-old.
It's different? Oh, it's different. Then you'd call for them because they don't have a permit.
It's like a lemonade stand. This is like somebody calling the cops on a lemonade stand.
Yes, it is.
Well, Rover,
I don't think this is like a lemonade stand.
Yes, it is.
This is a straight-up business they were running.
We sold little cups of water, and I even said,
get
the bottled water.
Did you get a permit?
No. Why were the cops there?
At
my house.
What are you talking
about? Did you call the police on
Nuji? I just said it. Did you not listen? I just said 2 minutes ago that my kid just did this. Just had a lemonade stand.
But this is an apartment blocking the pathway?
I don't know. I haven't seen the video. I'm just...
That's different than your personal house, douche, in your driveway.
But she was irritating this woman, the
busybody. But you need permits. There's always stories of a cops or some person shutting down a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. And we always go, man, that's ridiculous to just crush an 8-year-old kid's dream.
Yes.
But now you're all for...
But there are...
There's permits.
Health department.
Sure.
And there are
why aren't you the
sanitary issues or whatever.
Driving around, looking at lemonade stands, finding different people to bust.
Maybe they should.
Well, why don't you do
the lemonade patrol?
Why don't you go out there?
Well, I don't see them. I don't see lemonade stands.
But have you ever called the cops on one?
I have not.
Why? No. They're breaking the law.
But
probably.
Maybe if they set up in my... If an 8-year-old kid set up a lemonade stand in my yard,
yeah,
I would.
Oh, yeah, that's your yard.
Yeah.
Of course. I would, too.
This looks like it's on a sidewalk.
Okay, well, let's see. I haven't seen the video. Let me watch this. They're dubbing her Permit Patty. What does that even mean? Why is everyone a patty now? What was the other, the barbecue one?
Oh, I don't remember.
Barbecue
Wasn't that
patty?
Something patty?
I don't remember the
barbecue
one.
Or is this chick's name Patty?
Barbecue no. Betty?
Oh, it was Barbecue Betty, and this is Permit Patty.
Okay.
Now, those aren't actually their real names.
Okay.
That's just like trying to pick a stereotypical white name. Imagine if that were, again, the shoe were on the other foot. And I was just picking stereotypical black names for a black guy or black woman on the street.
But that didn't happen, so let's see the video.
But if it did,
it
what
did
you
it.
Find
the
so
problem
think
with this entire story
yeah,
is that we've called her Permit Patty? It's just alliteration.
Let's see what the story is.
Okay, here it is.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water. She calling the police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
Yeah. On my property.
It's not your property.
That's it. That's the short video. That's it. It's not your property. You're on the sidewalk. That's not your property, sweetheart.
And she was yelling out the window constantly.
Who was?
The girl.
So the 8-year-old girl?
Yeah, she's saying like, water, lemonade. It's just distracting this lady, she said.
You guys are the only people in this country with this take. Even Permit Patty realizes how dumb she was now. She was like, that was over the line. I apologize
well,
so much.
Well, she's getting heat.
Because she doesn't really want to apologize.
No.
She's only apologizing because you have 100,000 people threatening her or whatever.
Yeah,
no, she said I was super stressed out.
She's
that was
getting,
a regrettable moment.
She's getting death threats. Patty is getting death threats. And the mother of the 8-year-old is like, please stop. This is ridiculous. There's zero reason to do death threats.
So did the police come out?
Oh, I don't know.
What happened with
There's audio of her coming out thereafter, too, saying this was a big mistake.
She was on CNN. I saved that video for you.
Today's folder? Okay, give me a second. What is today? The
27th.
Okay. Here she is on CNN.
What I did, the way I acted, I'm not proud of. I don't appreciate the way I treated her.
Allison Edel wants the world to know that she's...
Oh, you mean her name's not Patty? Okay.
I'm not proud of. I don't appreciate the way I treated her.
Allison Edel wants the world to know that she's sorry.
I should never have confronted her. And I know that. But I did, and I'm embarrassed by that.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me.
What? What?
If someone is doing something that's annoying you and it's against the law, go ahead. Confront them. Don't back down from that. Have a spine, sweetheart. I mean, this is crazy.
This woman don't want to let a little girl sell some water.
The 44-year-old has been publicly shamed after this Instagram video captured by the girl's mother went viral. It shows Edel on the phone with 911 following a confrontation over an 8-year-old girl selling water without a permit.
She calling police on an 8-year-old little girl. You can hide all you want. The whole world gonna see you, boo.
Yeah, and illegally selling water without a permit?
Yeah. On my property.
It's not your property.
When you look at it, what goes through your mind?
Embarrassment, taken out of context, manipulated. People don't understand what exactly was going on. It was something like $2 cold water, $2 cold water, just for hours.
Edel claims the original complaint was over noise. An entrepreneur in the cannabis industry, she says she couldn't concentrate on her work and claims she asked the mother if they could keep it down.
And I said, do you have maybe a permit for the water you're selling? Maybe this could get her to move. She says, I have exactly what I need. Why don't you call and ask the police?
So let me ask you a question. Why is she the one apologizing?
Well, now...
Because the heat.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if this is... If what she says is true, here she is explaining the story. Why are you apologizing? Why are you so embarrassed about this?
Because they're saying, oh, you're racist.
She was driving this woman crazy with her illegal water sales.
Yeah, I'm doing everything right.
Why were you selling water?
Because I wanted to help my mom. Aww. And I wanted to get the money to go to Disneyland.
You wanted to help your mom, how?
Since I know she lost her job, she needed the money.
However things unfolded, the backlash has been fierce. Dispensaries have pulled Edel's products off the shelves. She said she's received numerous death threats, while also being called a racist.
I think she's a bully. Just the fact that she called the police on a child, that's evil.
It's not evil.
Yes, it is.
It's not evil. Your kid was yelling and screaming for hours. Yelling, water, $2. Oh, my God.
Who's the person that lived in the apartment building? It sounded like the little girl's family did.
Yeah, right out front of there. So they
lived
there.
So it's in front of their apartment building?
But this woman lived there, too. This woman lived in this apartment building.
You made it seem, Rover, when you first said it, like they were in front of an apartment building. They don't live in
front of. Well, frankly, I don't know if they lived in the apartment building or not. I don't know that. And that's inconsequential.
But you brought it up as a point.
It's inconsequential.
And you were completely wrong about
it. No, it doesn't matter whether you live in the apartment building or not. If you're blocking.
It's my home.
If that was your entire basis of your argument.
If it's blocking the apartment building, what difference does it make if you live there or not?
If it didn't matter, you wouldn't have brought it up, but you did because you thought
it's inconsequential whether or not they live there. If they're blocking the entrance to the apartment building, tell me, what does it matter whether you live there or not? You know that I'm right.
They're not blocking it.
They might have been,
but you're making that up. You don't know that. You're just making that up.
Well, you're making up that this is something wrong. It's nothing wrong.
What are you talking about?
Just because the girl is 8 years old and happens to be black
If she's doing it, if she's doing it every day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
But do you think she did this because the girl is black? I don't think so. But that's the way that it's made out to be.
Police never showed up to this.
Did she really call 911 or she was fake calling 911?
She called 911.
She really did?
Yeah, they said.
She said, no, I really didn't call. I was faking calling.
It was a couple months ago, or maybe a month ago, and there was little girls on my street screaming for 8 hours about a car wash or a lemonade stand, whatever they had. It was super annoying. You know what I did? I closed my window.
Yeah.
I went on with my life. I'm not going to call the cops on them.
But if you're trying to work,
if they were doing
this was her business
and
right
if you've
there.
Asked them to keep it down and they're like, screw you, bitch.
Okay.
Game on.
I think this is right.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even go up to him. I wanted to go up to him and tell him because it was right in the middle of my nap time. Like, hey, I'm trying to nap, but I just decided, oh, all right, this is going to happen one day. Big deal. They can do whatever they want.
So this Saturday when Charlie's hung over from going out Friday night, I invite every 8-year-old to his front lawn to yell and scream all day for 8 hours.
Water!
They were in front of their house. They were in front of my house. They were
Here's
in front of their
update.
Own house. I didn't mind it. I mean, it was annoying to me, but I didn't call the cops. I didn't go bother them. I'm not a busybody.
Update.
It's gotten so bad for Allison Edel, the white woman, that she has now left her position as chief executive of Treat Well Health, the firm's spokesperson said.
She lose her job over this?
She's resigned as CEO of a cannabis company.
She's forced out.
Following this viral backlash.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, if it was a white girl and she would have called the police, would this be a story?
No. No.
Never would have made the news?
No, of course not.
The decision comes after several Bay Area marijuana dispensaries said that they will no longer carry Treat Well Health products because of Edel's recent actions. That's why she resigned.
It's crazy.
Because it's affecting patients now.
That's nuts.
And store.
And screw this mother, Aaron, or whatever, Aaron Austin. Screw her. You caused this woman to lose her job because your bratty-ass little kid is yelling and screaming all day?
Where's your heart?
No. You follow the rules. That's it. Randy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Randy.
Rover, yo.
Yo,
Peter,
yo.
You know I hate you. This is the politically correct world we've created coming down on us. What, the little girl doesn't have a right to be an entrepreneur.
That's right. Yep. Just like I can't start an airline, John, or Randy, whatever your name is. I can't start an airline without the proper permits,
those
right?
The same thing. Yeah.
You're an ass.
Well, Sam, if you can, I mean, I said Sam, damn.
Yeah,
well, Rover, if you can fly, you could fly people around, yes.
No, I can't. I'm not allowed to. Even if I am a capable pilot, I'm not allowed to just fly people around willy-nilly.
How are those the same things?
Because it's an example. You're not allowed to just
example.
Do whatever you want. You know that. Don't
it's
be ridiculous.
It's
a you know
example.
That. Don't
you never
be
had
ridiculous.
A lemonade stand growing up?
The people who are out selling peanuts and water on did the street ever, outside of a baseball game have a permit to do so. Okay. Period.
Did you
end
ever
of discussion.
Sell did you ever sell lemonade?
And if
lemonade?
They don't, if I go down there and do it without a permit, the people who have paid for a permit are going to call on me.
Did you ever
Fact,
sell, did you ever
right?
sell lemonade?
Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, you want to answer this. Did you ever sell lemonade?
Not that I recall.
Kid ever come up to your door selling candy bars? Did you call the police on them for trespassing?
Oh, good point.
Like Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah. Not those. No, there's kids that go around my neighborhood, and they're like, we're trying to raise money to go on a ski trip.
Like a wagon
full
of candy
bars. Yeah, I never
bars.
Give them any money. I don't buy
but
their
But you
story.
Call the cops on them?
Maybe.
You have?
No, they haven't done anything. They're not trespassing. If I ask them to leave and they don't, that would be
but
trespassing.
They're legally selling food, and they don't have a permit for it.
They're what?
They're illegally selling food
that
they don't
have
a permit for.
No, I don't. No.
Well, you're the rule guy. I don't know. You're the rule guy now.
That may not. You may not require a permit for that. But downtown, outside of a baseball game, you need a permit.
They weren't outside of a baseball game. It was in front of the apartment building.
Yeah.
And in the
stretching it and changing it.
People going
to
a baseball game, correct, Dieter? Wasn't this like near the across the street from the baseball park or baseball stadium or something like that?
I don't know.
She's just yelling. She's just selling water to people passing by on the street.
It's a hot day. That's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant.
Oh.
You need a permit to do it. That's it. Jeff, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Rover. I agree with you.
Oh.
I don't know if I would have called the police on her, but at the end of the day,
many stories like this are national, where people are, they call the police and they need a permit. And what bothers me the most about this is, why is she a racist? Why is she being called a racist? Did she call up and say, hey, this black kid selling something? No, she called and complained about a kid. It's not a racial issue. It's
Just happen to be black and breaking the rules. They happen to be. That doesn't give you a right, because you're black, to get away with whatever it is you want. And if someone complains, they're racist. No, you're just a jerk for yelling and screaming for 8 hours, $2, water, $2. And someone asks you to keep it down, and you basically say, eat it. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory has been an institution for over a decade. Ironically, that's where Rover found the other members of the show. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
We have more Roverfest X tickets to give away this hour and every hour. So sometime within the next 15 minutes, you'll have your shot at Roverfest X VIP tickets. John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover,
B-O-Y. Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, I had a quick question about Roverfest.
Yes.
So, when I go to Roverfest each year, I park off-site, and as I'm walking down to the venue, I see a lot of people selling waters out of coolers on the corners of the street. Could we call the cops on them?
I don't know.
I think the cops are at Roverfest. Yeah. They're all working Roverfest.
Yeah, I'm paying for every single cop.
No, that's not allowed either.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have the same restrictions there. I don't know. But if I lived there and someone's in my on the sidewalk in front of my house and they're yelling for 8 hours a day, water, $2, water, $2.
You'd call the cops.
Yes, I would. And I would have no shame about it. Henry in Jupiter, Florida. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rover. I got one for you.
Yes.
You're on an airline. Delta airline, and somebody's hitting on an e-cigarette.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I report it, but only if they're white, because I don't want to be labeled a racist.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, she was white.
If it was bothering me, then you can report it, as far as I'm concerned. If it bothers you. If it doesn't bother you, what do you care, I suppose? But if you're bothered by it, there's nothing wrong with reporting that, right?
Okay.
Or did you snitch or did you vape?
No. I considered it. I mean, obviously it breaks federal law to hit an e-cigarette within an airport and or the luggage area or the airline. So I saw her on the plane and I saw her picking up her luggage. She would hit on it and then she'd blow the smoke into her sleeve to mask the cloud.
Sure, so, sure. Now, but did it personally bother you?
I wasn't close enough to smell it. So
yeah, if it bothered you, I would say report it. If it doesn't, now if it's a total safety thing, if someone's doing something, they're putting together a bunch of lithium ion batteries or whatever, and they're building a science project, and the thing could blow up on the plane, I'd probably report that for a safety violation, I suppose. But look, only do it if they're white. Or the same race as you, at least.
Yeah, at least.
Only report if they're the same race. Because if they're a different race, you are racist for reporting them.
You lose your job, your business, your livelihood.
Yes, yes. Is that really that's the society we want to live in? Where if someone's outside your house and they're hassling you, they're annoying you, and you call on them, and they happen to be a different race, you're just, you lose your livelihood. That's what we want. Steve in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hi, what's happening?
Oh, well, I was just thinking it got nothing to do with race or selling water. Because if she had put a dog out there and it barked all day, I would call the police.
Sure. Anyone would. And no one would. Would anyone go, oh, Steve just hates dogs. He's doggist. No, no one would say that. They would go, yeah, that poor guy was had to listen to that yapping for 8 hours.
You never had a neighbor that has a dog that barks all day? You would call the cops on them?
If it was an all day, yeah. I mean, look, if it's a one time thing or it's something's going on, maybe they have family over that they don't normally have, and they put their dog, whatever. But if that's an everyday occurrence or that's happening frequently, yes. Why wouldn't you? You're going to put up with this?
No,
you pay for it. You paid to live in this house. You want to live in peace and quiet? Don't you deserve that?
Yeah.
Do you think they would call the police if you just turned on
heavy metal?
Right, and just blared it for 16 hours a day, but you actually didn't blare it as a song. It was just on, off, just like a dog barking.
Right. No, they call in 20 minutes.
I have a dog that goes nuts in my apartment complex, but I just tune it out eventually. I don't even notice it. Someone will come over. My girlfriend will be there.
Oh,
and she'll be like,
terrible.
And she'll see, like, it's barking like crazy, and I'll
you
notice
it. You report them to the apartment complex, and the apartment complex has to do, I mean.
Do they have to do something? They pay their pet permit.
No, but just because you pay a pet permit, that doesn't mean that you get to have a dog barking incessantly, nonstop.
It sucks. The one there used to be one above me. They moved out, but he would just run back and forth all day, and you could hear his paws on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
That's what sucks about living in an apartment. I never minded. I lived in apartments for so long. I never minded it. I go, this is great. Then I got a house. And I go, oh, what have I been doing wrong all this time? Did you feel the same way, dude?
Absolutely. Yeah, because I had a dog that would bark next to me. And the other side was Call of Duty nonstop. This guy would blast. He must have speakers, surround sound, hooked up around the whole thing. So it was a war zone and a dog. And I'm just like, I can't believe this. I would just blast the TV. And like Nad said, you get to a point where you just tune it out.
Yeah.
And someone would come over and they'd be like, man, it's freaking loud in here. I'd be like, oh, I don't even hear it anymore. Because I don't want to call. I don't want to be that
person
that
calls. But now that you have a house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it, aren't you like, wow, silence. I can't believe. And all the hassle, like just getting, I don't do the grocery shopping anymore, but bringing up groceries to your apartment?
Oh, yeah. I'd go up the stairs for over 10 flights when the elevator was out. I would muscle it up. It was a bitch.
PJ, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, PJ.
Yo. So I just wanted to point out that you said earlier, if someone's doing something that's annoying to you and it's illegal, you should call the cops on them.
That's right.
Isn't that what happened to you on the boat with the fireworks?
Yes.
Those are illegal.
Yes.
Were you bothering that guy?
That's exactly what happened. Yes, I was lighting off fireworks. Yes. And actually, no one called the cops until the guy came over and like some off-duty guy went berserk and was a maniac. But yes, if I'm lighting off fireworks and I'm annoying people and it's illegal, call the cops on me.
Yeah.
So yes. You admit you were wrong now.
I've always admitted I shouldn't have been lighting off fire. All the other stuff was BS, completely made up by a lunatic.
Okay.
Who, was, I don't know what's going on with that guy, but.
But what you did was wrong.
I've said all along.
Sure.
I said, if you want to give me a ticket or file a misdemeanor charge for lighting off fireworks, let's do it.
Yeah.
I've admitted that from day one. Miro, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Miro.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey. Hey, what's happening?
You know, it's a shame that you have to watch out what you say nowadays. Even if you don't mean something racist, you all automatically get labeled with the racist stamp. Automatically.
Yeah. If that was a white girl, do you think anyone would be complaining about that? If she had called the cops on an 8-year-old white girl, Miro?
Absolutely not. It wouldn't have made the news. It wouldn't have done anything. I have kids. I let my kids run around my backyard all day long. My neighbors come over, say, hey, can they keep it down? They go right inside.
Yes, because that's what that's what people do in society, in a civilized society. If you're bothering other people, you keep it down. And you tell your kids, hey, look, these guys next door, they're paying good money to live in this house. Let's not annoy them 24 hours a day. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Miro, I'd live next door to Miro any day. Thank you, Miro. David, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Hi, David.
How are you doing this morning, Rover?
Hey, what's happening?
Peter, yo.
Yo!
Doozy, I hate you too. Hey, actually, the mother was the one being the racist. If you hear when she's videotaping Peppermint Patty, she calls her Boo. Because she's white like a ghost.
Ooh, like Casper. Ooh.
Did she say that?
Oh, she's racist. That mother is racist. You're right. She should lose her job. Oh, she already did. She should never work again. They should take her daughter away. Put her into foster care. Yes, yes, yes. Let's do it. You know, if you are a single woman and you want to get actually single, you don't have to be single. If you're a hot woman, that's what I meant to say. And you want $5,000, sign up in our Miss Morning Glory contest and you could walk away from Rover Fest X with $5,000. Sign up at roverradio.com. We're going to have our Miss Morning Glory competition that evening, Saturday, July 21st. You have to sign up on the website, and then you have to come out on July 21st. You want to look good, strut your stuff. The judges will pick one girl that night, right there, on the spot, and award her $5,000. Why not have that money go to you? Why not? Are you a hot girl? Do you know a super hot girl? Take a finder's fee. Like, if you know a hot chick, maybe she doesn't listen to the show. No one's perfect. You say, go to her and say, hey, listen, there's this contest. You're super hot. You can win this thing. It's $5,000. Tell her it's $4,000 and you keep $1,000 for yourself, okay? It's a finder's fee. So if you know a hot chick, tell her to sign up at roverradio.com. And then you guys can split that money however you see fit. Speaking of Roverfest, let's give away some tickets.
Roverfest X.
Are you ready?
Let's go! Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Roverfest X.
Your head is going to explode at Roverfest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you. We'll have more tickets to give away next hour and the shizzy right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Says he threw out his shoulder while vacuuming.
What a pussy Rover is.
But it turns out it was from carrying Doogie for years.
Why am I on the show then?
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We will get to the shizzy, the news, in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Passengers were terrified on a JetBlue plane as police officers just ambushed on board. What was going on? I'll tell you next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. We have more Roverfest X tickets to give away this hour. Don't go anywhere. You want to party with us at the biggest party of the year? It's happening Saturday, July 21st. At Black River Landing with Shinedown, Machine Gun Kelly, Lil Jon, Big Boy from Outkast.
can't wait.
All That Remains, Red Sun Rising, comedian Bert Kreischer, Fireworks from American Fireworks, Miss Morning Glory Contest. Everyone's going to be there. Where are you going to be Saturday, July 21st? If you're not there, you're going to be missing out. So, you can try to win tickets, although that's a tall order. We're giving them away every hour this week on the show. But if you want to go for sure, go to roverradio.com and purchase your tickets.
Thanks to Coors Light for helping us put this together.
Coors Light and Ganley Nissan help us with the entire event, as always.
We're doing a beer meeting today.
Yeah.
And they're going to...
Coors Light people are going to be in the house.
In the house. And they're going to talk product, which is always fun when we talk what we're going to get. And then they'll give us some samples of stuff to try on the air.
Yeah, we're going to taste test?
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll probably look to do a taste test on Monday so we can get everything ordered.
Okay. I don't know, but I think that there's going to be things in stores. Like, remember those things and everyone was stealing them?
Yeah.
Fans of the show and stuff. These stand-ups of me. Standing,
cardboard.
Whatever they,
cutouts.
Whatever they call these things.
Yeah. You should have it today or tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
When are those going to be in stores?
Everything was delivered yesterday as far as on our end. So they're starting to deliver them in the stores this week. So they're going to pick one up
I hope
up
I don't
you.
Look like an idiot on the thing.
Wait. To see
I liked.
Wait, is it going to look like the ticket?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah.
Of you standing like this?
I might yes. steal one.
What do you think's yes. in his hands?
Oh, yeah.
Coors Light, baby.
Oh, this is going to be good.
It's so cool.
Is it life size then?
Yeah.
Like about, just about? Or exactly?
It's like the last one he did.
It's life size, I would guess. Sweet. I don't know. By the way, Charlie doesn't like the tickets.
I laughed at the ticket. I wasn't expecting
I have so
it.
Many compliments on the Rover Fest X tickets.
Rover, it's a funny pose.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I wasn't expecting it. You open a box, and I'm like, here's, you know, there's
it.
Thousands and thousands of tickets, and we're seeing them for the first time. I open it, and I saw your face. You're like, well, and then you looked at my face. I didn't know you were going to be on it like this.
An X?
Starfish.
Spread eagle.
That makes me sad because I love it.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Everyone likes the tickets.
What? Did Doogie pick this
picture?
No,
didn't
I didn't
it.
Know.
She didn't
I
even
didn't...
see these tickets.
Okay.
I never said it was bad one time. I just wasn't expecting to see a little miniature full. Like, it's also your entire body. It just was very funny to see when you first opened the
My
ticket.
My svelte body, yeah. as Jeffrey would pronounce it, right?
Well, again, the tickets were very unique. And they fit the spirit of the fact this is our 10th Roverfest.
Uh-huh.
So I liked them, and they were
and
different.
Why do they fit that spirit?
Because the X is the Roman numeral for 10.
Hey, he's got it.
That's why.
What's 9?
9 is...
Make the post.
The I and the X.
I and the X?
Because you're subtracting one. All
right, so why don't you and Charlie pose like that? Okay.
Who's the
gonna
I?
Who's going to be the I? I'll who's going to be the X? Okay, now you're the X, Jeffrey.
Do it.
Come on. Come on. Charlie's the I. You're the X. There you go. All right. There's a 9.
You got to get closer. I can't tell.
What about 11? 11 is X, and then the 1 is the reverse.
So flop.
He's really good at Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Regular math,
maybe,
not so much.
Regular math is terrible. Maybe we need to ask him all of these problems in Roman numerals.
No, let's not go that far. Right?
IX minus V?
I don't know what Z means
in
Roman.
V. IX minus V.
Hold on. That is 19?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Okay. All right.
I was talking to my daughter because she's like, stop working. And like, we just have just a few more weeks to, and then we're fine. And she's like, are you going to let me see? We were just talking about this yesterday. She's like, can I go to Roverfest?
Yes, she should go. I've told you that every year.
Well, no, I
and
think
she
now,
never does, and that she probably won't come this year.
No, I think
either.
She is because this is our last year doing it, and I want her
I
to see.
I don't know why Doogie always says it. We
it's
don't
our
know
last
that
year.
It's. Just shut
it's
up with
year.
That.
It's my last year.
Okay, good. Fine.
You
That's
said
fine
that
with me.
Years ago.
I can't handle it. Yeah.
Every year she says this, and then when you start doing it, she's like, I have to be on it. I have to plan it. I have to
right.
get paid.
She yeah. goes, can I go up on the stage? And I said, aw, sure. You can go up on stage.
Who's this? Your daughter?
My daughter. Not like at towards the end. I said, I'll show you all around. It'll be fine. But we'll do that earlier in the day. But I'm like, I'll show you what mommy does.
Mm-hmm. screw everything up. You're going to show her that?
Well, she already knows that. I screw everything up at home already.
Are you ready for the shizzy douchey? All right, here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So terrified passengers were holding their hands up as armed police were storming a JetBlue plane. Why were they storming the plane? Well, the pilot gave the wrong radio code. What an idiot. The radio code he gave was the plane was being hijacked. What a dumbass. Accidentally told the air traffic control that his plane had been hijacked yesterday. So that, of course, sparked a massive police presence. Dozens of Port Authority police surround the JetBlue flight. It was at JFK Airport last night that was preventing the aircraft from getting
How does he screw that up exactly? Was it just did he... Was it like a number or something? And he screwed up like one number?
Yeah,
or?
It would have to be.
He stopped responding to air traffic control.
There was a broken radio that the...
And I think when that happens, it enters hijack alert by mistake.
Ah, okay.
The controversy over the Trump administration's family separation policy at the U.S.-Mexico border doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Yesterday, we have 17 states, the attorney generals from those states, and the District of Columbia. They all filed suit over the policy. The first legal challenge by states over the policy was filed by Washington State in federal court in Seattle. And then you had all these other states following, of course. Those involved,
you know, I was reading a story about this woman who was jogging. She was in Canada. She lives in France, but she was visiting her mother in Canada. So she was jogging along the beach. She's jogging, and all of a sudden, these Border Patrol agents from the United States come up and they nab her. They put her in jail for 2 weeks. She goes, what did I do? They go, you crossed the border into the United States. And she's like, well, I was jogging along the beach. There's not actually a sign that says this is the border or anything like that. And they go, tough. You should know that. And they put her in the clink for 2 weeks. What do you think about that?
She broke the law.
Come on.
We have to be. What if a terrorist does that? He's like, I was jogging.
Okay.
What country put her in prison?
The United States.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, why would Canada do that?
Because she went to America and came back illegally or something? No, it was America.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how far into the United States, but like if you're like...
And there is no sign for sure?
No sign. If you're like a quarter mile in or something like that, jogging along the beach, seems like a pretty common kind of thing that could happen.
All the time.
So could you be straddling it? So one leg is in Canada, one leg's in the United States?
Sure you could.
But I wonder if there's even a line. So you wouldn't...
Well, there's no line. You don't know where you are. I mean, there's a... I guess
so if I'm jogging and my left foot is in the United States...
That's not what happened. I don't think that's what happened. What happened? She ran into the United States from the beach.
From north to south. You know, Canada is north of us. She's running south.
I mean, she was riding.
Yeah, she wasn't going east-west.
Well, who knows?
1 foot on.
Well, you never know. Are they going to take in?
Don't other countries do that? North Korea, Iran, you cross over their borders.
I think that's huge.
And that's North Korea and Iran.
Right. Yeah. Well, we got to be like them.
Look, I don't think that people should be. I don't have a problem with enforcing your border. I don't have any issue with that. Some of the issues I have are, you know, just send people asylum seekers back with no trial or anything. They have due process. Believe it or not, you don't have to be a citizen of the United States to be protected by the Constitution. Here I am, a guy named Rover on the radio explaining this. I mean,
thanks.
This is the time that we live in. Can you believe that? You're turning to me for this kind of information? The hell's wrong with the world? Go on.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will receive U.S. Secret Service protection at her home on a temporary basis. This is according to sources familiar with the matter. The anticipated protection comes after Sanders, one of the most visible members of Mr. Trump's White House, was refused service at the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, Friday night. Sanders said that she was told to leave the restaurant in a tweet. Remember, we had talked about this. I guess that restaurant is getting bombarded with hate. And it's getting really out of control and really bad. Even Red Hen restaurants, not even the ones she visited, are having
effects. It's not like a chain. It's just there's another restaurant in the area,
New Jersey,
called Red Hen Restaurant. People are like
right.
going crazy over there. They're like, we have nothing to do with this other place called the Red Hen.
Right.
In a different state.
So she's going to have some protection, Secret Service protection. A water ride at Six Flags.
I'm going to have them cater my party before Roverfest. The Red, no, the Red Hen. Oh. Will you reach out to them? I'm serious.
A water ride at Six Flags in suburban St. Louis has been closed after a woman said she was flung from a tube and suffered whiplash. Sandra Thornhill said that the accident happened over the weekend at Typhoon Twister. It was at Hurricane Harbor in Eureka. And she was taken to the hospital where she underwent a CT scan and an X-ray. She said, only my hands were on the handles. My whole body went off the raft. And of course, when it went back down, my hands were still on it. And it threw me so far upward and back so fast, all I heard was my neck pop. I thought I broke it at first, then it was just a little sore, and I stopped panicking.
I'm watching the video of this. This seems pretty tame. And
have you ever been on one of those?
Yeah.
Just went on one with my kid last summer. So much fun.
I would.
It does throw you around.
Yeah,
but
it goes up to the side, but
it's a water slide.
Right.
It should be fine.
It's what you expect.
I'll bet she wasn't holding onto those handles too. I'll bet you.
Yeah, she wasn't strong enough.
I'll bet if they have some video of that, that they. She wasn't.
Well, her head didn't come off like that one kid on the water slide.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, you're complaining.
He was actually decapitated.
Yeah,
that one
you're
kid.
Complaining.
We would play a game with my friends. Shut up, dear. Someone would jump off the family raft, and we'd have three people on there, and their job, like, before the ride got down to the pool, they had to get back on the raft. So, I mean, I don't know.
Sounds like fun.
It was fun.
That mic.
A police dog in Chicago helped officers seize over $10 million worth of marijuana. The pot was sniffed out by the dog named Jada once officers pulled over a driver suspected of narcotics and trafficking, sources
Jeez, look
say.
At all that.
Oh, it's
weed.
Crazy. The picture has gone viral. The search resulted in over 1,500 pounds of cannabis products seized.
What, did you smoke that in a year?
What was this? This was in, like, a car or something? How would you fit a truck?
It's gonna be a semi truck.
So
this is what they got in one bus?
Yes.
Oh, I thought this was like it's the dog's lifetime total.
No. This was one. They were monitoring a situation, and then they were able to pull him over. Right. This guy, I think, was coming from California, and that dog seized that in one bus.
Or if somebody said $1 million, you gotta smoke that or eat that in 1 year.
Couldn't do it. So, get out of here.
No way.
No, how much is ridiculous. It?
Ridiculous. Well, $1 million.
How much was it?
Ten.
10 what?
Million, I said.
No.
Pounds.
1,500 pounds.
1,500 pounds.
I don't think you could do that.
That's...
How many joints are in a pound?
That's 4 pounds of weed a day. You're not going through 4 pounds of weed.
I'm going to say $1 million. You could eat it.
I'll give you $1 million if you could go through 4.1 pounds of weed a day.
I don't got brain cells
to spare. Let's
start today. Yeah. Jeffrey?
I would take that and open a dispensary.
Oh.
That's what I would do.
Yeah?
Okay.
Sell it.
Okay.
When was the last time you smoked weed?
That was years ago with that disaster dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The way it went was we tried it once with one with the brown paper and the other one with the white paper.
What?
Well, brown paper joint. He had a brown paper marijuana cigarette and then a white paper marijuana cigarette.
What's the difference?
To see if he could tell the difference.
Yeah. Which did you like better?
Doesn't matter. It's weed is weed.
He likes them like he likes his women.
Funny.
Thick. Go on.
When I used to live in Chicago, I would attend the Gay Pride Parade, and we even had a float in it 1 year. So we would go there all the time, and we would party. And
Who's
you would
we?
See.
What do you mean?
When I worked at a radio show, I had a gay guy.
Float in the Gay Pride
Parade?
Yeah,
Dan, the gay American, worked on my show. So we were in 1 year. But anyway, it was always a party. We would always go and watch and support. You would see a lot of crazy things.
Yeah.
A lot of crazy things. So I'm all for it, and I absolutely support.
That's another thing. Like, we were talking about this woman who called the police because this 8-year-old happened to be a black girl, but 8 years old, selling water loudly outside of this apartment building for hours. And the chick's like, hey, can you keep it down? They're like, screw you. And then she's like, well, you don't have a permit, so I'm calling the cops. Now she's been labeled a racist. That's like at these gay pride parades. The stuff that's going on at these things out on the street.
It's fun. Don't go. Kids,
there's a lot of stuff going on out
there. There is
douche.
A lot.
And it's,
there's no
it's
nudity.
Happening.
Oh, I got stuck at one in Detroit. I was trying to take a left and I couldn't because the gay pride parade was going through. And I just saw a float of dudes just, I think they're called twinks. They're hairless. And they just have tighty whiteys on. Just tighty whiteys. They're just having a squirt gun fight through the streets on the float. But those are tighty whiteys. Those things get wet.
And
you can see right
see-through.
Through. Oh, yeah. Just kids are walking by.
Now, imagine if that were any other day and there was just a guy in white underwear all wet that you could see right through.
It's a parade.
I'm just saying, so if you call the police on something that day, does that make you a homophobe?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Then don't look at it.
Just because it's Gay Pride Parade doesn't mean it's a free-for-all.
Oh, it's a Gay Pride Parade?
Yeah,
no,
you don't like
the,
that?
No, are you saying any other day?
Any other day would you call the police?
I wouldn't.
I actually wouldn't. I'd watch it.
In front of your kid, douche?
I'd laugh.
Yeah, if that were on your street, walking down your street,
yes,
try it. If there's a guy walking down your street, douche, wearing tighty whiteys that are wet that you can see right through.
That's not even, that doesn't happen.
But if it did, what would you do?
I would just have my daughter look away.
Stop it. You'd call the cops.
Let me get to the point of this story.
She'd call the cops immediately.
She'd call you first.
There's a point. No, I wouldn't. There's a point to this story. So
I'd want you to call me first.
12-year-old daughter.
Get the camera. Send me a picture, please.
Shut up. The 12-year-old daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes, Suri.
Yeah.
She was at the Gay Pride Parade, and she was working concessions there Sunday. The parade went right past her home in Manhattan.
She have a permit?
Suri and her girlfriends had a lemonade stand.
Permit?
$2 per cup plus a choice of cookies, fruity pebble bars, or rainbow-colored Rice Krispie treats. They all, they had all around their table for pride, and she was very sweet and kind. Personally, I don't know if I would want a 12-year-old witnessing some of the things that do go on. I love that.
So you're admitting that there are.
During the Gay Pride Parade.
But so
I was an adult.
Didn't you just ask her this scenario?
Yeah,
she's like, no, I want to call the cops.
Tell her to look away.
No, you guys don't get it.
What a hypocrite.
Why is that a hypocrite?
Oh, my God.
The events that happen at the Gay Pride Parade, that's fun, and I love it, and it's great. I'm an adult. But to have a 12-year-old little kid witnessing it.
That this stuff goes out, it happens on the street, in public. And if anyone complains,
you
you're anti-gay. You're a homophobe.
Have you ever been to a gay pride parade? A real one?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I've seen videos of it. I know what goes on at the gay pride parade.
Okay. So the point of this discussion is, should a 12-year-old be there selling lemonade?
No, the point of the discussion should be,
should
people be doing that stuff out in public?
They are proud. They're not breaking the law. They are proud. They're not.
If you're not breaking the law, you can do whatever you want. But I would beg to differ. I think that there are laws being broken.
What, because you get out of the water and your schlong is showing?
Yeah,
who cares?
If my schlong were showing at the beach.
You call the cops?
The park police are
a dumbass. The shizzy.
Okay, next time you're at a beach with Doogie and her daughter, whip it out.
Oh, I'm
just
on
show it.
I can't wait. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Roverfest X.
Are you ready?
Let's go! Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Roverfest X.
Your head is going to explode at Roverfest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorraine. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right. Good luck to you. We have Roverfest X tickets to give away every hour on the show, so you can join us at the biggest party of the year. We do have bands that we're going to get to, maybe in about 30, 45 minutes or so, roughly. We will get to our second round of finalists. This is round two of two as far as the first. I don't know how you do it. It's still a first round, but it's a second group of people in the first round.
Yes.
We started with 32 bands, original bands. We've gone through 16 so far. We're going through the other 16 today, narrowing down to 8 today.
Audio been fixed?
I think so. We just put a new computer into the studio. I was working on this after the show yesterday for a little bit. It just was a little bit weird playing out of the computer. The sound wasn't great, and I think that we've fixed it. Let me see here.
Thanks to Wild Eagle as well for this, for Your Shot to Rock.
Yes.
Best original and best cover band. Each band will get $500 once we pick the winner.
Should I try playing one of these bands?
Well, you have both tabs open, don't you?
Yeah,
you
can play yesterday.
Yeah, you can play one from yesterday.
What band do you want me to play from yesterday?
Play Nine Lives again. We were used to
Nine
that
Shrines.
Nine Shrines.
Nine Lives. Okay, all right. Let's listen to this. See how it comes. This is one of the original bands that submitted to play Roverfest, and we were having some audio issues yesterday. Let's see how this sounds today. There we go. I think it's fixed, right? You tried to find me, tried to control. Fixed.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Done deal. It's weird because the computer had all of the, you know how these sound cards, they have processing, and it had all, everything was turned off. There was no processing turned on, but I had to check the box that said disable processing. Like, you'd think it would be the same thing, right? If no processing is turned on, but regardless, it is fixed.
Cool.
And working now. We have a lot to talk about this morning. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Good luck with those tickets. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, Dieter.
Dieter.
He's got the biggest balls in radio.
You look like a skinny punk to me.
Too bad he's also got the smallest dick.
It's the opposite of manliness.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
X tickets to give away next hour and every hour today on the show. Someone sent me an email. I don't know if this is true or not, but they said that Nads is minimizing this argument that he got into with this girlfriend.
Why?
Well, they say that she removed all the photos of him from Instagram.
No, I told you this one's serious.
No, you didn't tell us.
Wait,
that.
She scrubbed him?
She
on
scrubbed
her?
Him.
Yeah, she scrubbed me.
Scrubbed
that's
him
bigger
from
than
social
just a,
media.
A day breakup.
Yes.
I thought it was just like a one day. This
well,
just
I mean,
happened
she's
yesterday.
Never put single as her status before. Yeah, this is a serious one. And I'm doing everything I can to get her back. Because
So what? No, so give sucks. Me the timeline of this. So
when did it happen? What
yeah,
day?
Yeah, what day did she scrub you?
Last Friday.
So Friday she scrubbed you.
Yeah, and then I saw her Friday night. We hung out all weekend, hung out every day since.
Every day you've seen her.
Every day
she
since.
Hasn't put you back into her social
no.
media rotation.
I have to earn it, man.
So what happened on Friday that she scrubbed you?
Just same old stuff, just fighting all the time. And I want to take blame for this because I am not a great person to date. Like, I'm not always as nice as I should be. I do and say things I shouldn't, and it's not fair to her. So she's taking a stand and trying to make me a better boyfriend, which I need to be.
Does it have anything to do with your drinking?
No. No relapse or cheating, nothing like that.
Except when he wanted to go out on Sunday and go have drinks with his friends, and she's like, I don't want to go, and he's like, well, I'm going to go, and then that was a fight. He wanted to go because he wanted a drink, not because he... Oh, let me just go hang out with my friends.
Well, just
if his friends were like, we're not going to do any drinking. You want to come out? He'd be like, no.
Well, yeah, I mean, right. Yeah. The lunch option was floated. Have you ever been to a patio in the summer? It's a fun time to go out.
Of course.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean.
Just the timing, because you just started to drink, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Then this happens?
It is So coincidental, isn't it?
Break she my was, leg, lose my girlfriend.
She was fine with him before when he wasn't drinking, but now that he's drinking, is it causing problems?
No, there was problems before, man.
So Friday, okay. So how did you learn that she scrubbed you? Like, did you just go to Instagram and you seeing like your pictures one by one disappear, like in Back to the Future when he starts to fade out, and like Ned's like, no.
Yeah, it's exactly how it happened.
Did you notice as she's doing it?
No, she told me, and then I went and checked. I'm like, oh, she really did. And then it
so
was.
So how does she tell you? Like, what does she say? I just scrubbed you from Instagram.
It's over. I've taken down all of our pictures. I'm single on Facebook. All that stuff.
So, how? That's something else, isn't it?
So why see her on Saturday?
If you guys are over and you're off of Instagram and Facebook and all of that, why see her that night?
To me, it's not over. And I don't think it's over to her. I don't think it's over to her. Just like this. Dude, don't give me that look. Just like I was saying, like, we're looking at apartments. We're talking through it. We're trying to work on it. You know, I think we have to treat each other
but
better.
But see, you say that it's your fault. This makes her sound crazy.
No, she's not crazy at all.
This makes her sound crazy.
No, you know. Do you think dating me is an easy job?
No, but if you break up with a guy and you say, it's over. I've changed my status to single on Facebook and I've scrubbed you from Instagram.
I think they're both
you don't
crazy.
Then go out with the guy right. that night, do you?
No.
That's crazy.
Not. Yeah.
It's not crazy. She's not crazy.
Nads,
we love each other.
On. Nads,
we love
bizarre.
Each other, man.
You don't find that to be bizarre?
We've broken up before. And
a
like,
lot. All the time.
And we've gotten over it.
And you've said horrible things to one another.
So, but what I'm
right?
saying is mm-hmm. that doesn't make her weird at all that she's in a relationship where she's constantly breaking up with her boyfriend and she's breaking up like on Friday. Taking the time. I mean, I'm assuming this is not an easy test. It's not a one button thing. Delete all my Nads pictures, is it? I mean, I don't
no.
know.
I've never deleted.
So, she's scrolling through. Ooh, that son of a just delete.
Have you cried?
So wait. So then she goes through all of that, and then yeah, we'll get into that in a second. Good question, dude. So. She goes through all that, and then she goes out with you that night. That's not a normal thing to do, right? Admit that.
It's not normal for a 30-year-old to do, but you have to remember how she's 22. This is what 22-year-olds do.
23.
No, I don't even think that that's normal.
Yeah.
To keep doing it.
No, you get really dramatic. I'm gonna show him and delete everything. This will teach him.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I find that strange that if you call a guy and you say it's over, that then 4 hours later you guys are going out. How do you get back? How do you get her to go out with you? What do you say? You grovel?
No, we talked. We talked like adults. It was probably our most adult conversation through the whole thing.
Come on.
No, seriously. So this happened Friday, and then we hung out Friday night. We hung out Saturday night. We hung
what
out.
What time
Sunday.
Did you guys break up? Friday.
Early.
Okay, so Friday you guys were on the bus. So he was in a sour mood on Friday. You go home. Do you see her Friday?
Yeah, what time were you scrubbed from social media?
Afternoon Friday.
Okay. All right, so 2, 3, 4?
Something like that. Yeah, in the afternoon.
3 o'clock, we'll say.
Okay.
Okay. When did you see her Friday night?
7 p.m.
Okay, so 4 hours. So what happened in that 4 hours where she calls you, it's over, you're scrubbed, to, yeah, let's hang out tonight?
Just talking about stuff. I want a future with her, and I think she wants one with me, too. It might not seem like it by both of our actions at some times, but...
Yeah, if she wanted a future with you, why would she scrub you from Instagram and break up with you?
I don't know, man. It's she's sending a message that I need to do better. So I'm going to do better.
But there are other ways to send a message. Like, if I don't like something but let's just, this isn't rocket science here. If B2 is doing something that I don't like, I tell her, I don't like what you're doing. I don't break up with her and then go, well, I sent you a message by breaking up, but now let's go out tonight.
And when you fight all the time and you've tried different methods, sometimes you have to think outside the box.
This is, okay. It's not working. I mean, you have to come to this conclusion. If you're fighting all the time, Why are you fighting? Why are you fighting to stay in this relationship?
It works.
The relationship's not very good.
I love her. It is. Most of the time, it is great. When it's bad, it's really bad. When it's bad, it's really bad. I'm not saying we fight all the time, but wait.
You just said that.
I'll take that back. I mean,
you've said it multiple times.
Yeah, we fight sometimes, but for the most part, it's really great. And she's my best friend. She's a perfect teammate. I love her to death.
No, it's not that perfect.
It really is.
She's not your best friend. She's not your perfect teammate because all you guys do is fight.
That's not true. We don't all. Charlie, you were with us on Saturday where we fought. Fighting?
No, that's what makes us completely weird because I had no idea that they were broken up at the time. Because I was with
you didn't
Saturday.
Know he was scrubbed.
No, I had no idea. Where I was with him Saturday, normal couple, it was total 100% normal. It was
affectionate. They were like holding hands, kissing.
Yeah, no, I don't know if they were kissing or anything, but it was just normal.
Uh-huh.
There's how they normally act. Mm-hmm. Nothing. There's no arguing with each other. There's no yelling.
Mm-hmm.
They're just hanging out. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I'm surprised to hear that they were. She was single at the time because it just didn't seem like it at all. It seemed 100% normal. There's no arguing. There's no like weird like tension or anything. It was normal.
I know Nads always has a hard time getting girls for the Thursday hookup. Is it possible he's going to book his girlfriend to be tomorrow's hookup?
I'm booking myself to be on this.
So many people would call in for his girl.
Yeah.
Just to piss
off
Nads.
Our old program director for First in Line.
Ball rip.
Boom.
So,
you go out Friday. What happens?
When did you cry? He said he cries all the time.
Oh.
When did you cry?
Friday.
At 3 when you realized you were scrubbed or was it before that? Or
yeah, I mean, during this whole thing, man, I don't want to lose her. That's my biggest fear in the world. I love this girl more than anything.
So what started this? So she scrubbed you on Friday. What started the whole thing?
Everything, man. Like, it's just...
Were you fighting
how
Thursday?
Was Thursday?
I don't even know. I don't even remember. Like, she came over Thursday and just wasn't good. We were just yelling at each other.
About what?
She claims, like, I'm not affectionate as I used to be.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a different person than I used to be.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of different things, man.
What does she say has changed?
That I'm not the nice guy that she thought she was dating at the beginning.
Uh-huh. All right, so that was on Thursday. What about Wednesday, the day before? Same thing, same kind of crap, or?
No, I mean, well, you're talking the Thursday before the Friday we broke up. No, Wednesday was, I mean, it's been.
So Wednesday, not, when did you just break up? This past Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
The day you guys...
So last week, a week ago today, that Wednesday before you broke up, same thing, you guys are.
It wasn't great, and I don't think she wasn't there. We were just texting back and forth, and it was just. I don't even remember. It wasn't great.
Remember he got so freaked out that we were on the bus and it was about text mess. Oh, remember he went out to a bar and then he was lying about what time he got home from the bar? I sent a text message to my girl. No wonder he was like, I don't want you reading my text messages.
Oh, me.
There must
he didn't want
be
me.
Right. There must be God only knows what he is texting back and forth right now. It's probably really embarrassing, like on a scale of embarrassed, it's like 1,000 on a scale of
like
1
pictures
to 10,
of him with tears in his eyes.
Yeah, like that Michael Jordan photo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of my favorite memes. Tony Fry.
do you think we could replace that meme with a crying Nads? Could that become just as popular? So it's probably really embarrassing stuff.
Of course,
texting back and forth. That's why you're so upset.
No, not that day. I think we were doing fine. I mean, it's always embarrassing, whether it's yelling at each other back and forth or it's loving stuff. It's all going to be embarrassing when I'm talking to my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. All right. So at 3 o'clock, she scrubs you. But she didn't give you any forewarning? Or when did she say that she was, when did she change her status to single?
I think around the same time. Okay. I think that was all.
So did you have forewarning that was going on or like?
No.
She just dropped an S-bomb.
My bad. No, we fought before, and we've gotten through it, and I expected the same thing, but she was more serious about this than
most. Give me exactly what happened when she... How do you know that you're scrubbed? She texts you or she calls you?
I think it was a phone call.
So she calls you, and she says, it's over.
Yeah, her phone's screwed up, so texts aren't going through, or she's telling me that. No, I'm just joking. It's been really bad for months. So she calls me, and she tells me... What's happening?
And what's your reaction? Do you break down in tears right then on the phone?
Probably.
Oh, you know whether you did.
No, I don't. I mean, we had so many phone calls that day. I mean, I don't know if that was the one. I did cry a lot.
In front of her, did you, like, have a cry argument with her?
No.
It was all private crying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, it was on the phone.
Okay.
I mean, that's not private.
All right.
But yeah, I was like, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, man.
Charlie's like...
Charlie, you love this, don't you?
It happens all the time. It does.
Matt's
with these
crying
guys.
Makes me laugh pretty hard. Oh. If I'm going to be honest.
Charlie.
It's so insensitive, Charlie.
I'm the one being insensitive? No.
So you cry, and then what do you think, what works? Like, what gets her to go out with you that Friday? Is it the breaking down crying, the blubbering, or what?
Yeah, we didn't go out. I just went back to her place, and...
Did she invite you over, or did you just show up?
She invited me over. Okay. I basically said, like, can I come over? Can I come over? Can I come over? Can I come over?
Uh-huh.
And eventually she's like, bring me some...
You broke her down.
Bring me some Skyline chili. You can come over.
Okay.
So I beeline to Skyline, uh-huh, get her some Coney dogs, and then I'm over there.
Okay. And you didn't cry in person when you were over there?
No, I actually was pretty good. It was, we talked, and it felt really good.
And so, what was the resolution you came to Friday?
That, let's just work on this. Neither of us wanted to give it up. At least that's what I thought at the time. And then we came back out.
But see, here's the
to
thing.
My place.
Here's the thing. Like, when you say neither one of us wanted to give it up, if that were true, she wouldn't scrub you from Instagram. She wouldn't delete all your pictures,
that's
right?
That's a lot of work to do that. Why don't you wait and be like, oh, I'll do that when it's for sure over.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nads is just breaking her down.
Well, yeah, it keeps annoying her. Can I come over, come over, come over? She's like, yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've gone through breakups like this before where one person in the relationship has broken down. You go, And then eventually.
It never really works. But it's a process.
You know it's not going to work if they're fighting this much. I mean, I didn't know they were fighting this much. But you're looking at me like I should have known this. How would I know this, Doogie?
They fight.
So then, it was resolved on Friday.
I mean, it still wasn't great. It wasn't where I would like it to be, but we were cordial enough. We hung out on Saturday, hung out on Sunday,
mm-hmm,
hung out on Monday,
mm-hmm,
hung out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So what's the status as of now?
She's coming over tonight.
She's coming over tonight. Okay.
So are we it's back just more together? Talking.
It's have, more dialogue. You know, I understand.
You having sex this past few days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good sign, right, Dieter?
Yeah, that's strange that they're still, it's almost like they're still a couple, but she took all of his pictures down.
That's it, and changed her status to single.
Yeah, otherwise they're still, from the outside, they're still together.
It's good sex when everyone's emotionally unstable.
Uh-huh. So what do you predict is going to happen here, Dieter? First of all, this relationship lasted a lot longer than I thought it was going to last. I mean, I don't know how these chicks put up with Nads.
Oh, I don't know. They'll get back together.
You think
this is almost, yeah. They're hanging out every single day. She's not done with
it.
I saw them Saturday, they're getting back together. They'll be back together. But then 2 weeks from now, they'll be broken up again. And then they'll get back together.
It'll eventually
fizzle out, you think? Or?
October. Yeah.
After Roverfest.
Why after Roverfest?
Well, she wants to go to Roverfest.
Oh, is that why?
Is she sticking with him for that?
For one more month?
Just for Roverfest? You can buy tickets at roverradio.com. You don't need to put up with all this nonsense, right?
But they're free with Nads.
It's fun nonsense for her.
Get backstage.
So...
Wait, is she going to be fighting with people to get backstage? Remember, she was fighting.
She wasn't fighting.
Right.
No, that's a total lie.
Don't you know who she is?
I know the whole story. That's a total lie.
Okay,
some other girl grabbed her and did that. That's what the other girl. That's not my girlfriend who said that.
Her girlfriend said, "Don't you know?"
It wasn't even her girlfriend. It was a fan.
All right, hold on. Let me hear Doogie's version of events. This was at Holy Moses Matrimony.
At the House of Blues, I was on stage, and some woman was, or some girl was, like yelling at me. Like, who do you think you are? Don't you know who this is? This is Nads' girlfriend. She needs to get backstage. Get her backstage.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, bye. Who?
And
oh, that girl's pissed.
And what's your version of events?
She was standing there. A fan came up to her because fans were coming up to her, and they were asking because I gave her the ring like a little bit. They were asking to see the ring. She grabbed her because Krista was on stage, and she was like, "Krista's on stage. Maddie needs to be on stage right now." That's what happened. Mm-hmm. Maddie would not want to be on stage at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just, what amazes me is these people like Nads and Maddie who are in obviously bad relationships. It's so entertaining to observe. They're fighting all the time. That's a bad relationship by definition, but they, oh, but I'm in love. She's my perfect soulmate. She's the best team player there is. Really? If your team argues, I mean, imagine if you have a basketball team and every day you're just arguing out there on the court. That's not the best team player.
But they'll figure it out. I mean, they're not. I don't think it's going to last. I think they'll figure it out. It's going to just be more of this.
Blind James in Miami. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blind James.
Yo, Rover. Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, so I'm just wondering what happened to the ring.
Interesting. Did she give the ring back?
Kind of. She's done it before, but she gave it back. She gave it back. She's like, I don't want to have it.
Wait, listen. So wait, how many times have you given her the ring, though?
A couple, like three, maybe.
Oh! Do you propose every time? Do you propose every time?
No. Now it's at the moment I'm embarrassed for him. Wow.
I'm not embarrassed by this, but so I she gives me back the ring. She's like, I don't know if I can have this right now. And then I'm like, please keep it. Like, this, we've done this before. Like, we're going to figure it out. And then she was like, well, if I do keep it, can we get it resized? And I'm like, yeah. So that was it.
Ned, I've been engaged since October. Haven't got the ring back once, dude.
Most people,
I keep getting it back over and over.
Most people don't. Yeah, Ned's has been engaged 8 times to the same girl.
Yeah. It's like hot potato. You take it. No, you take it. No, you take it. No, you take it.
That's why he loves the song, I'm Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that song that entered for Roverfest, right? Thank you, Blind James. Josh, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Josh.
Rover, yo.
Yo, what's happening?
D-O-I.
Arbe.
Hey, I think Nads is going about this wrong. He can't be begging her to come back, man. He needs to show her that he has options, and he does with his position on the show, and he's a super funny dude. He could go get any girl he wants, you know. He's got his
right, but most girls are going to see through this charade, and he could go out and get laid, of course.
It's always a risky move to do that because the girl could go out and get laid
right.
Still a she thousand times out, faster than that.
Exactly. She could go out and get laid by – she could come get laid by Dieter or anyone on the show. Dieter, you'd screw her, right? I mean, you don't care.
No guy would care. It's
yeah. So
it's way easier for a girl. If he plays that game, it's going to blow up in his face.
I think so, too. She'll just go back. Apparently, you remember that ex-boyfriend that's all big and buff? All his pictures are still up on Instagram.
Seriously?
Wait. He's the ex?
Yeah.
And he's still got the pictures up.
No way.
Did she put them back up?
It's only Nads that's been scrubbed.
No, they've always been up there. Well, why didn't she take his pictures down? Good question. When she was dating you.
Good question.
That's a problem.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Pat in Sarasota. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, man, what's happening?
So I just wanted to comment, you know, with the girlfriend thing, you know, age-wise, you know, she is a lot younger. And, you know, relatively speaking, a relationship to someone that age is going to be, what, a couple weeks here and there? I'm thinking she deleted the picture. She's, you know, enticed with the idea of an older man, but she still wants to go out to the clubs at night and talk to these other guys or whatnot, you know, because she is younger.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be my thought behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she could be talking to other guys, wants to give the impression that she's single. She's changed her status to single.
That's what I would get from it.
Yeah. Are you worried about that, Nance? Do you suspect she's talking to any other guys?
I don't suspect she is. Of course I'm worried about it. I mean, what she wanted. She changed her relationship status. Fans notice, email in. Now we're talking about it. Now all attention in the world is going to her, where guys are just probably blowing her up left and right.
If you are a single guy who has something to offer to Maddie, hit her up on Instagram.
Please don't.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. With the climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
All right, we're going to get to some bands who want to open up Roverfest here in just a few minutes. We'll play these for you. You can help us decide who moves on to the next round. We have 16 bands to listen to this morning. Tracy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Rover, HLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to let Nats know, first of all, she's going to pull a Ross on him so bad. And the thing is that, yeah, he has his issues, but he deserves much better than some immature girl that's going to flip-flop back and forth and throw the ring back at him or give it back to him or what.
Does he deserve that much better, though? Does he?
No.
He does because he really... I think he does because he loves deeply. He has issues. That's obvious, but
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd love to talk to her and find out what he's doing that's driving her crazy.
Yeah, but quit going back to him and quit taking her back. They're both to blame for that.
Yeah, they're both nuts. It's nuts. Yeah. This is a crazy behavior from.
It is, but she's gonna.
This is not 30-year-old behavior.
We were on a break.
Oh, yeah. Ross.
Have I ever exhibited 30-year-old behavior?
No, not in anything you do. So this fits right in.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting in skateboard accidents, of cracking his skull. He's breaking his leg.
She's been with me through a lot, man. She's always had my back, and I love her to death, and I'm not going to stop fighting. So you guys can think it's crazy or say whatever you want, but I'm the problem. I need to fix it.
Well, what makes you think you're going to fix it? Why does she think you're going to fix it? That's another crazy thing that she's doing. Why in the world would she come to the conclusion that you are going to fix yourself?
It's a good question. The highs are so good, man. The lows are low, but we've strung together some time where it's been really, really good. Where we like this is it. And it feels like it. And it feels like that. Like, this is what I want. And that's what we both want. So I want to get back to that place.
Brandon, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brandon.
I just want to let Nads know as well. I'm just going through something similar to this. I've been with my wife now for 3 years. And between work and taking care of two little girls, it's real hard. And we're just stressing each other out. So we had that same talk that they've been having all weekend. She didn't scrub me or anything like it happened to him because it's a little harder when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we're just going through the same stuff.
Did she say you're not treating her right and you're not the same guy?
Yes and no. I know I'm not the same. I know that because I'm working a lot longer, farther. I just come home. I don't help like I'm supposed to. I don't do what I need to do. It's just so after the weekend, I just kind of focused more on doing what I used to do and things start going back to normal. Mm-hmm. So he shouldn't have a problem.
Brandon, would you and Nads like to hang out and cry together? Or maybe try a wife swap kind of thing, you know, like see your wife thinks you're so bad. Well, wait till she gets a load of living with Nads for a week.
Oh, man.
She'll be really crawling back to you.
Did you talk to your girlfriend, your fiance, in the break?
She's not awake. She doesn't wake. I mean, she worked late, and she has to work late today, so she won't be up for a little bit.
What does she do so late?
I mean, not late. She works at a retail store that closes up like around 9 or whatever, but she sleeps in.
She go out last night?
No, I talked to her pretty late.
How late did you talk to her? They're probably up till 2 o'clock in the morning. I love you. No, I love you.
Did you see her last night? I thought you were together.
We were. I went out and visited her at work, And I
Wait a second. Hold on. No, no, no. She works in a like in a clothing store or something?
No, I mean, she went on our break. We went out for like an hour.
At the mall?
At the Starbucks.
You think you walks in with flowers, chocolates?
Does she work in a mall?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we had hot dog on a stick.
Food court.
Pretzel dog. We got mini ants.
We shared an orange Julius with two straws.
I love all that food. It's so good.
Oh, man. Oh, they give you an hour break at this job? That's a long time.
No, I mean, I think it breaks at usually a half hour, but they gave her a little bit more time. It's probably like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mance is just, he's trying to get it. He doesn't want her to have 2 minutes of alone time away from him because she's going to gather her thoughts. She's going to be like a, you know, she's going to realize.
She actually forgot something, so I had to drop that off to her, and then we hung out for her break.
Well, they gave her a longer break because he comes in crying, and they said, oh, yeah. They got some stuff to work out.
Exactly. It's like, I feel bad for you.
Yeah. Why don't you just take the rest of the day off, right? Maddie?
Yeah.
Close up. Just bring that big grate thing down.
She doesn't work out.
Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys. All right.
Hey, what's happening?
So my question is, not to pile on Nads here, with all the facts lining up of how he said his relationship's been kind of rocky for a month or so, was Nads giving up his sobriety publicly and put in bay a last ditch effort to try and save his relationship? Because I can see her being like, I want a boyfriend I can drink with and go out with. And he's like, fine, I'll do that, whatever. And then gave it up to try and save it.
Interesting. All right. How did that factor into your decision to throw sobriety away, Nads?
She was always very supportive of me and my sobriety. I made that decision independently. Just felt like a good time.
Is it because she was going out so much and you couldn't?
No, she wasn't going out at all. She was hanging out with me all the time. Like, very rarely would she go out with her friends. She was always hanging out with me.
It almost sounds hard to believe, doesn't it?
It's the timing of this. He wasn't drinking for the past year, and now 2 weeks
supposedly.
Ago.
Supposedly. I mean,
right.
I wasn't, and we also broke up a bunch of times when I wasn't, so.
Like, you think she prefers him drinking or not drinking? Drinking makes it more fun, but then it causes more problems.
Yeah, he's breaking his leg. He's cracking his skull. He's, you know.
But the no drinking, that's horrible. She can't go out. She's 22. She wants to.
23.
23. Go out with a guy that can drink and party.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one's better.
What does she prefer?
I mean, we have fun. We've been having a lot of fun lately.
So the,
it might not sound like it from what I've told on the air
today. It sounds like
you're
breaking up all the time and fighting all the time. That
but she can
sound,
go out.
The weekends are pretty good.
Yeah, they can go out now and party. I think she likes him drinking.
You think so? Oh, does she like you drinking better than sober, Nads?
Yeah, I think when we're both have some drinks in us, like, everybody's just happier. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything too stupid yet except break my leg.
So I think that does factor in to some extent, whether he admits it or not. I think that you're right, Dieter. Daphne is on the line.
Told you!
You're right.
I nailed
you're
it.
Right.
You said
she would call in. Good morning, Daphne.
Good morning.
Hi. Daphne has called in the past few days. She wants Roverfest X tickets. She wants to meet Machine Gun Kelly. She hadn't slept for 72 hours. Cops were following her.
I slept 17 hours yesterday. I'm feeling a lot better.
17 hours?
Did you take
That's
some
a
pills?
Long time.
I fell asleep at like 7, woke up at 12, and then went right back to sleep. I woke up at 5, and I just like had like, you know, I have basic anxiety problems, you know. And I was just like listening to what Nads was explaining, and I want to give my personal opinion. My personal opinion is that she is too dependent on him in general, and I have...
How could you be dependent on a guy that's a part-time phone screener? Like, honestly, I mean, what would you depend on Nads for?
Well, this is due to, like, my personal experience with this. I have abandonment issues and separation anxiety, and just due to my personal life and whatever. But, like, I heavily depend on my boyfriend no matter what.
Well, that's what Nads does. Nads depends on other people. He can't be alone.
Exactly, but that's my point is that...
And this is coming from Daphne, a crazy person.
Oh.
No offense, Daphne. Hey. But,
Rover, too far.
You sound better today, by the way, doesn't she?
I am better today. Well,
she slept.
Yeah, she slept. Yeah. I told her to go get, you got to go get mental help. I told her that, yes. Did you take my advice?
That orange juice, yeah.
Did you go get mental health?
Yes, I did.
You did? Good.
Don't they hold you for 72 hours usually?
No, I was held for 9 hours and then I got out, so I was fine.
What'd they do? Did they medicate you or anything?
No, they pretty much just put me in a padded cell room pretty much in the hospital because they pink slipped me, which basically means I'm at harm to others. And I walked in there and I explained myself. I'm like, you know, I'm an RN student. I would never hurt anyone and I do not plan on hurting myself at all anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And I've never felt like that. Mm-hmm. So they actually let me talk. Instead of, bottling it all up. And mm-hmm. they realized, oh, she actually has her head on right.
Okay.
You know.
So. Did you get any help from this? It sounds like you were just there for 9 hours and you talked.
No, I pretty much did not get help from the hospital at all. And, they did admit me to a, mental health, which I am also at right now. That's why I only have so long.
Okay.
And, I have talked to the, registered nurse here, and he can already tell that, your anxiety is high, your separation anxiety is high, your abandonment anxiety is high. That's why you're experiencing this. And I'm like, well, I already know that.
And did you tell him, I want to go see Machine Gun Kelly at Roverfest X, and I'm really anxious over that? And
RMG, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I've been calling in. And he's like, no, you haven't. I'm like, bet. Turn it on and I'll be on there in about 5 minutes.
Well, you do sound a little bit better than you have the past couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
But I would encourage you, in all seriousness, I encourage you to, something was going on there, Daphne, and I think you had realized that.
It's only an outpatient 1 week.
No, it's good. But that's good, though. I mean, see how that goes. Stick with that. And maybe Nads can refer you to his therapist or whatever.
Yeah, talk off the air.
I have a big Rolodex of therapists.
Well, I'm friends with him on Facebook. Of course you are. My boyfriend, so.
He calls him.
Yeah, have you ever talked to him on the phone?
Yesterday. So I just kind of let him know, hey, she is okay. She's going, she's in the medical, she was in the ER for 9 hours, but when I was there, I was driving myself nuts. I'm in a pad, felt like I was in a padded cell. I felt like I was a criminal, and I expressed my opinion on that, and I was just I'm a medical student, and you guys are treating me as a criminologist.
No, I don't think people are treating you as a, they have to do their job, though. Look, they have. When someone comes into a hospital or a mental facility, there is a certain protocol you have to follow. It's nothing personal mm-hmm. against you, but they have liability concerns.
Exactly.
And so they're just doing their job. So stick with it. Yep. Let us know how it goes, Daphne. And remember, we do have Roverfest X tickets to give away this hour. So keep listening.
And for sale at roverradio.com.
That's right. That's right. Nick. In Houston, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, Rover, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, if Nad gave his girlfriend a six-figure check, bought her a house, a kid, comes and visits her every weekend, takes her kid to daddy-daughter dances, and then still gets called stupid on the air in front of millions of listeners, wouldn't you pound on him?
No.
I don't know what he's getting at. You're comparing... You're comparing me and Doogie to Nads and
Jeffrey
his girlfriend?
Can explain it. Jeffrey?
With his silly. I'm not dating Doogie.
No.
I don't have to put up with her crap.
No.
That makes it worse. Makes it worse. Why do you continue to let her treat you like a puppet and she's not even your girlfriend? You have a fiance. Why are you at her house every weekend, but then you say, I ain't go there once a month? Oh, I got to take GS.
Yeah, I do go there about once a month. I was there this past week, and can you name the time I was there prior, Doogie? When I set up the Xbox, which was probably, six weeks ago?
The Xbox that you bought.
With parental controls.
The Xbox that you bought.
Right. The Xbox that I bought, 3 years ago and didn't use more than once. Why wouldn't I give it to Gia?
She loves it, by the way. Thank you.
Why wouldn't you give it to Charlie or Peter or somebody else on your staff?
They already have stuff.
Okay, you really outed me. You're right. Same thing. Yep.
What's he outing?
I don't know.
That you're a lunatic?
Outing me and how I'm worse than Nads. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes no sense. It's stupid.
Is that what you were going to say, Jeffrey?
Where is he?
Oh, he went back down. All right, let's do Bia.
I was just simply going to just make the comparison, you know, but...
Huh?
Well, I think...
What comparison?
I can't remember. I just had a mind F right now, so...
Brain fart.
Yeah, brain fart would be a better way to put it. So, I think Rover and the caller are quite covered. You know, he asked why, you know, it's just like, I mean, like, now Nads is...
Spit it out.
Nice. Yeah, what are you trying to say, man?
I don't know. Just like, it's listening to Nads, though, and his crazy relationship situation, I was like, I've never seen that happen. You know, ring being tossed around like a hot potato.
I never heard that.
Roman, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Roman.
Yo, Rover, how are you, man?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Not too much. I'm just calling in, looking out for my boy, Nads. He's running around with this 23-year-old man. They still aren't stable. They got all sorts of crazy stuff going on. He needs to go out with a woman, stop running around with these girls, somebody to take care of him, somebody with a career, you know, somebody a little bit more level-headed than some 23-year-old who doesn't know.
But you also have to put into perspective, he's not real level-headed. He's a...
Guys are always... kids when they're growing up until you get to the age of about 50 or so, and even some are still.
Mm-hmm. I got 20 years, baby.
All right. Well, stop dating these little girls, Nads.
I don't want to date anyone except her, man. I love that girl. I love that woman.
I mean, it's going to go down in flames. That's what's so remarkable is that we all know that. Everyone's in agreement, right?
How do you predict?
I don't know, but it's, to me... Maybe it's just because I'm older than Nads. Like, I've realized, like, I know it's going to go down in flames. Charlie's going to go down in flames, right?
Yeah.
Dougie going to go down in flames, right?
Totally.
Okay. Dieter going to go down in flames, right? Yeah. Snitzer, give me your opinion.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I'm sorry.
Down in flames. Jeffrey?
I think he's probably going to go down in flames just like Jesse James.
So it's unanimous. So maybe it's just because I'm older. I look at it as what a waste of time this is. Nads knows it's going to go down in flames. He knows that deep down. He knows that. They're not going to be together. They're not going to get married. They're not going to do... So he knows that. It's just delaying the inevitable now. You're putting yourself through misery.
But let them join that.
Oh, that's fine.
It's all for our entertainment.
Keep it up. I'm fine with
there.
That.
Everybody's
I'm just
been
saying,
there.
Now that I'm older, I don't think I would do that. I've realized when it's time to end things, it's time to end things, you know?
I get that, but if it was anyone else, I would.
You've said that about the other ones. All of them. The ones you've sent edible arrangements to and you cried over them and they were all the ones. Do you remember that? And they were your best friend. And
but let them figure it out.
That's how you felt about them. Remember Hannah? Do you remember he was dating one of the girls in the calendar? You told us the same thing about her.
Tell me
how you feel about Hannah today.
Not great.
Okay. So you're going to feel that way about this girl in a year.
I won't. I won't, man.
You flag that.
Oh,
Rover, they're teammates.
Flag this, Charlie.
Yes, it's flagged.
And it gets, you guys get all the negative stuff, obviously. That's what you get on air. And so it almost, and you guys minimize it saying like, you guys are fighting, breaking up all the time. We're not. I mean, we have broken up before. We do fight sometimes.
She's
22, you keep saying.
Yeah. But how long have you been dating her?
A year and a half.
Okay. If you had to estimate, and I want you to also estimate, Charlie, in a year and a half, that's 18 months, how many times have you guys broken up?
Officially.
Oh, come on.
Well, what's the? What do you mean officially or unofficially? I mean, what do you mean by, what's the difference?
Well, I guess when we're having a fight or something and she says, like, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore. Does that count?
Boy, I don't know. That's right on the edge.
Is that official? That's not official.
That's a fight.
It's just like a threat.
All right, well,
that's a
all right,
fight.
Let's go with official breakups. How many times would you say?
Four.
Four times?
Three. I don't believe
three,
that.
Maybe four? Yeah, it is. That is. It's
and serious. How many unofficial breakups have you had?
50.
Okay.
Just in fights and stuff.
Do you ever say it like maybe we shouldn't do it?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Always her.
Oh, yeah. It's back and forth.
Okay.
Charlie, what do you estimate they've broken up?
I was going to say, yeah, about 50 times like that.
50
or maybe
times.
Even unofficial, though. I mean, really, that could be 80 times. It really could be. But so, official, I would
so
put
let me just do the math
I'd
on
put it
this.
At
Hold
six
on.
Or seven, yeah.
I was so going to say 10. You didn't even know they just broke up. You were with them on
so
Saturday.
So they've been together.
Yeah, I guess they don't. I don't
so
even
I would
know
say 10 when. Times.
They've been together 540 days. Mm-hmm. And you think that they have broken up 80 times? That would be about once a
well,
week.
Well, that's a fight, I'm saying. Where they might
an unofficial breakup yeah. once it, a week because that's what it would be that the math equals out to once
oh,
a week.
Yeah, that sounds normal. But I think they officially broke up six or seven times probably.
So that would be about once every 2.5 months.
Oh. I'd say every month and a half.
Okay, so
that's what my guess would be.
So,
but we only hear about the ones that we hear about.
So that would be about 12 times that they've broken up.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, right.
I don't know. You know them better.
No,
than
no.
I do.
Okay.
All right. When I come back, we will play some bands that want to open up Roverfest. Your shot to rock Roverfest, presented by Wild Eagle. We have our second round. Well, no, this is really the first round. Our second batch in the first round. It's hard to explain, but we're starting with 32 original bands. We went through 16 yesterday. We're going through the other 16 today, and we're narrowing it down. And then the winners from each of these rounds the past 2 days will face off tomorrow. We'll come back. If your band is in this, tell people and say, hey, we're going to be played or could be played on Rover's Morning Glory. And we'll get to these last 16 bands at round one right after this.
Rover's Morning Glory. DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Nads, has anyone been, you're not texting your girlfriend right now, are you?
No, she's sleeping.
Okay. I just see Nads, but I don't know what he's doing over there. Everything been going okay with the phones today? We made some changes on the 800 number, and I just want to make sure everything's working properly back there and everything.
No problems at all.
Okay, good. Now, if you call and it's busy, it's just, I think it sounds different now. It just gives you like 3 beeps and it hangs up on you. It's just what cell phones and stuff generally do. I don't know how. Anyway, but it's a little bit different. Just behind the scenes. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't affecting anything with my professional telephony screener in there.
Appreciate it. I did get some comments about exactly what you said, the busy signal and dropping. Someone asked me about that when they were trying to win the
tickets. Will drop you automatically, okay. At least from a cell phone. I don't know how from a landline, but if you call and it's busy, it just automatically hangs up on you. Just beeps 3 times and hangs up. That's really what changed.
I'm an advanced telecommunications operative, by the way.
Okay. ATO, just like theater?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Brother Slife.
All right, we have 16 bands remaining in the first round of Your Shot to Rock Roverfest. These 16 are going head-to-head, two bands at a time, and out of the two bands at a time, we move one band forward. So we'll get down to 8 bands today. We had 8 bands yesterday, so we will put those two groups of 8 up against each other tomorrow on the show. Eventually, by the end of the week, we'll get down to 1 band that will open up Roverfest X. Your Shot to Rock Roverfest, brought to you by Wild Eagle. Are you guys ready to listen to some bands? Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is One Step From Falling. The song is called Wayside. There you go. Yeah. I think we solved the audio issue, too. Sounds a lot better than yesterday, didn't it?
I don't need your flipping anyway. When I'm trying to find a sound.
spend it high. And I'm not coming down. I've been drinking too.
I like it already.
Yeah, it's good.
My head's spinning round. I need your your chemicals and bound, bound, bound.
Let's hear the hook. That's key.
I need someone to help me. I need someone to hold me. I need someone to tell me who I really am. Yeah, who I really am. Yeah, who I really am.
Is this the hook, Charlie?
Yeah,
yeah, I think.
Who I really am. I don't need your nothing.
Oh, man.
It's kind of a letdown.
It was. Like, they could have, if they would have gotten to a great hook right there, that
would
have been.
Well, I thought
been,
it was good.
They were building up to something.
No,
you
but
thought
that
was
build
gonna,
up, right? Yeah. And then something you got. Oh, man.
He's falling. That's the whole point of the song.
I can jump ahead a little bit. See, maybe I see just the waveform changes.
I think we heard the hook.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Oh, man. All right. They are up against Heroes at Heart. The song is called Falling Away. Yesterday? A lot of these bands.
We heard this on Monday.
Yeah, we heard it.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He said, give me a sample.
Okay.
This is one of them. Because I remember.
And I'm losing sight of this. Someday I'll make it right. No, I was young. I was foolish. You got me falling, falling away from you. And every moment you're running from that.
All right, this is, this will be tough. Doogie,
not
who do you
all.
Like? Heroes at Heart, Falling Away.
Oh, yep. Heroes at Heart.
Or One Step from Falling, that's the band, Wayside. Who do you like?
I definitely like Heroes at Heart.
Okay,
that was
the
fun
second
and
band.
Catchy.
Dieter, who do you like?
It's tough, but that One Step from Falling, this?
Yeah.
It's pretty unique, man.
I think so, too. This song would have been a shoo-in with a great hook.
Yeah, it has that little...
It's not catchy.
Yeah. I know, it's not catchy.
But it's super different and interesting.
Yeah. So what else do these guys have? They could have some potential, huh?
They could. This guy's voice is...
So who are you going for?
But based on this, so on this sample...
This song is fantastic. Yeah. One Step from Falling. This might be my favorite so far.
Charlie?
No, I'm mostly like kind of an emo guy, but... This is so different than other things I heard.
Come on.
I think I'm going to go with One Step from Falling.
Okay, Jeffrey, give me your vote.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Heroes of Heart because the last band, it seemed like it took too long, too many pauses, and took too long to get to the hook.
Okay.
But I like the guy's voice because it sounds like the guy that sings for Alice in Chains, remember that song, Man in the Box?
Okay.
So, yeah, so they got potential, but I like Heroes of Heart better.
Okay, all right, Nads.
Heroes of Heart.
Spencer, our video guy, what do you like?
The One Step from Falling. It needed to be that. I wish that hook was a little bit more powerful because it was leading up
right.
to it. But
yes.
Maybe they have other cool stuff.
Could
too.
They just rewrite the song before Roverfest if they make it in? Like, just keep
add
the song
the hook.
Same.
You want a better hook.
Better hook.
It's
better hook.
Some screaming or something.
Because
something,
Heroes just, of Heart had
something,
an...
something. You got that
falling?
Droning. You got to have something that's a little melodic, catchy, hard. Boom. It's a hit. It would be if they could.
Heroes at Heart has a better hook, though.
A hundred times
but
better.
But it's not your type of music, so what do you go with?
No, it's not even... Not, it's not,
it's not something... It's not saying you dislike it, but it's not usually what you like.
What, that? Play Falling Away... What do you mean? This is a band.
No, this is catchy. This is good. This is catchy.
His head was bothered.
This is good. This is. There's no doubt. This is good.
This is drinking a beer.
Oh, don't say it.
On a rough field.
No.
Keep saying it.
It's like partying during the day. Just
I would get tipsy, Rover. I always get tipsy.
Yeah, love
it's a,
you guys.
It's a party.
You're coming from the woman who doesn't sip one drink at Roverfest. Yeah, they have a catchier hook on this.
But Rover, do other bands kind
of
sound like this band?
They all sound like
this. Why should they be left out? What if they're the best at emo?
The first one's more unique. No other band sounds like that one step.
I don't even know if I would call
this isn't emo.
This is an emo. Yeah, this is pop punk.
Whatever.
Wouldn't you say Snitch? You're the expert in this.
Not emo at all?
No.
I don't think so.
What would you call Newfound Glory? This is Newfound Glory.
Pop punk.
You don't call that emo at all?
No.
All right. And every moment you're running from the
truth. If I can't tell you how it really went. All right. They may have to get in a wild card. Let's go one step from falling.
All right.
Taking a risk on these guys. Don't let me down one step from falling.
And what's the name of the song?
Wayside. All right. So they will move on to round two tomorrow, and don't Heroes at Heart, they could end up back in as a wild card.
They better. That was good.
So.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're
my
favorite.
I like both of those. Okay. Next group of bands. I recognize this name.
Oh, no.
I think he entered a couple years ago. Benjamin Bill.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yes.
Oh, he did?
He entered Benjamin Bill and Michael. Your guess is as good as mine.
Lewis?
L-U-I-S. Is that Lewis? Louis?
I'm going Lewis.
Okay.
Wait, what's the name of the band?
Benjamin Bill and Michael Lewis.
It's called Killa California, both with K's.
Killa.
It was something about the vibe. It was something about the blunt. Out in Killa, California, loud as aroma, cloud or a comb, I'm stuck. Perp smoke in the bay with my Beto. Way ride, play the field, getting J-Lo. No Drake, bro, even back in summer 16, when the cast got a ring, that ain't Joe's. Ankles across your mind. Bankroll, we be spending time. Time is a peso. Out in Alameda with a meter Santa Rita, getting pesos. Case closed, it's real love. Low ride and the wheels done.
It's all
the
gonna hinge on the hook, as always. You had to blow me away with this.
Out in the bay with my baby, yeah. She love to drive me crazy, yeah. Ay, she always keep me chasing, yeah. Ay, send me a location. Sunshine and good vibes. No lies and good ties. You mine, you all mine. So fine, you so fine. Sunrise and tan lines. Baby, baby, killer, yeah. Killer, yeah. Killer, California. Baby, killer, California. Baby, killer, California. Baby, killer,
okay.
Yeah. Killer, yeah. Killer, California.
It's
baby,
Benjamin
killer,
Bill
California,
and Michael baby, Lewis. Killer, California. Yeah. Dave in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave. Yes, Dave, go ahead. Yes, Dave, go ahead.
He had so much to say on hold.
Okay, bye.
What did he say?
That Rover talking about the hook is the most annoying thing in the world, and he said it 16 times in the last 8 minutes.
Because it's pretty simple. If you don't have a great hook for your song sucks.
But
okay,
you just,
right?
put the
put
band through that didn't have a good hook.
Yes, that doesn't make sense what you're saying.
The song was good except for the hook. I think they might be able to fix it.
But Heroes at Heart was good from beginning to end.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
But the uniqueness of One Step from Falling outweighed it.
I think that was the hardest decision so far.
I think you're right. All right, so we just heard Benjamin Bill. Let's put them up against Pray for Sleep, Hardcore Insomnia.
The sleepless nights are getting the best of me. I am lost, can't figure out reality. Why can't I leave this place? I don't know my own face. Insomnia is taking me.
Unexpected, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Let's pray for sleep. Hardcore insomnia. Who do you like better, Benjamin Bill or Pray for Sleep? Who do you like, Doogie?
You don't like either?
Doesn't like either one.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't like. She's not even voting. Dieter, who do you like?
This one's tough again. This batch today is much tougher than yesterday.
I know what it is.
It's the audio quality. Yesterday. Really,
that's why?
Really yes. Yesterday, yeah. Okay. We're going to have to do yesterday all
over again. Yeah. The Pray for Sleep had a good hook, Rover. You know, it was the screaming and then the good hook. And Benjamin Button, the hook, I don't know.
Oh, I disagree. I think Benjamin Bill had a great hook with the other guy going with him, and he sounded like Kevin Gates. But Pray for Sleep also really good. I didn't like the beginning at all, though.
Yeah, it was
like
it was
slow. The slow singing, but it goes in and takes you off guard.
Mm-hmm. And the screaming. I love when it screams then sings.
I think Benjamin Bill, whatever he submitted 2 years ago, was better. I remember.
Spencer does.
It was good.
He's from Lorraine.
It was good. It was really
good. That's what I remember.
All right. What do you say, Charlie?
I'm going Benjamin Bill.
And
same thing. I thought the second half of the second song was great. The first half didn't make up for it. Okay. So Benjamin Bill.
Snitzer, what do you say?
Yeah, a little too much auto-tune, but Benjamin Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think we'll go with Benjamin Bill. And we're taking a risk on Benjamin Bill here because I don't think this is the strongest material here. All right. Let me go to...
Oh, we didn't ask Jeffrey.
Jeffrey,
who do you like? This could change. He could reverse his whole decision.
Benjamin right. Bill.
I'm going with Benjamin Bill because he's a hometown boy and have him.
They're all hometown boys.
Yes. Next time.
Whatever. I mean, just from Lorraine, wanted to have a hip hop hack. Hip hop hack, Open Rover Fest, one in the middle and one in the headline.
Thanks.
All right. Let me go to two more because we got to blow through all of these bands here this morning. This is Hope for the Hollow Anthem.
Tries to be the portrait of perfection in their eyes, but it's never gonna be enough. They always put a time to pick themselves back up, and every time they push you down, show them what it means to take a stand. Time to pick yourselves up off the ground, and if you're with me, lift your hands and shout, scream it out loud. You're never gonna break me down. Sing no.
That's Hope for the Hollow. Anthem is the name of the song. They are up against The Missing. A song called Strand. Isn't there like a real band called The Missing?
No, they won once, but they never got to play.
Why didn't they get to play?
They got rained out.
Oh, I mean,
it's not their fault. No, I'm saying so they won, and then they were about to go on stage, and remember the
Voynich Park?
Oh, the downpour that
happened. There was like a tsunami that came in. They actually ripped the roof off the stage.
All their gear got, I think, ruined. All their merch got ruined, and they just never got to perform.
Maybe we should just put them through automatically then. All right, well, let's listen to them. It's called Strand. Here we go. The Missing, Strand. Dieter, who do you like?
I like The Missing.
Hope for the Hollow or The Missing? You like The Missing?
I like The Missing, yeah.
Charlie, who do you vote for?
Hope for the Hollow is really, really good. Did some real cheesy lyrics. This is a little harder.
This guy's just drunk for days. He wants to get drunk for days. How is that any different?
I don't know. It's good. I like it. So I'm going Missing.
Nadge, who are you going?
Missing.
Oh, I'm going Hope for Hollow.
What about their, they never got to realize their Roverfest dreams, douche.
Hey.
But Hope for the Hollow has your Roverfest dreams, too. Jeffrey? Who do you like?
The Missing, because I felt bad for him because I was in the autograph tent when that big tsunami hit in 2010.
Always about him. He was, he was there. He was in the autograph tent.
But still, I mean, they had their one, they had their one chance to perform, and it got rained out. Let's come on. Let's.
Snitz, who do you like?
I want to.
Yeah, out of those two, The Missing.
What?
The Missing.
Anthem was catchy.
It all ends on you, really, Rover.
They didn't get to realize their Roverfest dream. But I like Hope for the Hollow better.
Oh, man. Let's move them still through. Never going to play?
No, it's possible they could come back as a wild card. They're not out yet. I think The Missing, I don't remember what they submitted when they won.
Was it that heavy?
I don't remember. Could have been, but. This is what they submitted when they won?
I think. This is what I have in my system. There's a girl gives away the world. Deep within her chest. She never said his tales. The ones you never want to hear. Why?
All right, we'll get to our last. Hope for the Hollow. I already said that.
Oh, I didn't know for sure.
We will get to more bands when we come back. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. We have P. Holla featuring B-Jax and D.A. coming up. Or maybe that's Die. I'm not sure. And the Yugos, that's who they'll be up against. Don't know anything about either one of them, but we'll be right back with that. Your shot to rock Roverfest, presented by Wild Eagle. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. When life sucks,
how do you plead?
I broke your Xbox.
What?
Your card has been declined for insufficient funds.
Don't stress. Let Rover's Morning Glory take you away.
All right, we are in the middle of round one. Second day of round one. Your shot to rock Roverfest, presented by Wild Eagle. And putting two bands up against each other. Total of eight bands today, or 16 bands today. We'll move eight forward. We moved eight forward yesterday. So those 16 finalists will go head-to-head tomorrow on the show. We'll narrow that down to eight, and then we'll go from there. And by Friday, by the end of the show on Friday, we will have one original band to open up Roverfest. We'll pay him $500, but really the money is sort of inconsequential. It's about getting up on the big stage, having a big break, getting played on the radio. Tim in Florida, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tim.
Yo,
what's happening?
Not too much, man. Listen, long time listener, first time caller, love the show.
Thank you.
And it's for my love of the show, I felt it'd be remiss if I didn't call today to see just what the hell is wrong with Jeffrey. He's been babbling and stumbling all over himself all morning. And, you know, everyone else is being very professional, keeping it together, you know, doing their jobs. But you got Jeffrey in there just, because I don't really, you know, I don't, what's going on, man? Are we talking about some dependency issues or is he on
so you're saying he's stuttering more than normal today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Grievously more than normal.
Well, one, as I was trying to recycle. Okay, Tim, let me talk now. Thank you. I was attempting to recycle something a previous caller said during the discussion over Nance's relationship status, but apparently I lost my train of thought, got my words garbled, and yet happens, man. So I'm sorry about that, okay?
Okay.
So that's the problem. And like when I first got on the radio, yes, I did stutter and stammer a lot, okay?
But now you don't.
Yeah, you don't do it anymore.
Now
right?
You stop.
Trying really hard not to, my friend.
So yeah. Have you been cured from stuttering?
I don't know. I think it only happens when I lose train of thought. Or like when my mouth goes faster than my brain.
What makes you lose your train of thought?
I don't know. Maybe I try to... Let me think here. Maybe when I try... You know how everyone complains I recycle everything everyone says?
Yes, you do.
And I try to reword it. Maybe try to make it sound a little more original. Does it work all the time?
You need more coffee?
Instead of trying to repeat what Dieter says and just change it slightly, couldn't you just tell us what you think?
Oh, wow.
I'm not good at that sometimes. I was never good with
that's
my
too
opinion.
Much work,
and I always thought that my
Dieter,
opinion was never
easy,
really...
You'd have to think in order
right,
to...
Yeah. Nah. His brain's in a smoke.
And sometimes, a lot of times, I'll come up with something what I think is original.
Yeah.
A lot of times, either one of you guys already say it or a caller says it and beats me to the punch.
All right. Well, maybe... You just have to be faster.
Maybe the other thing I don't want to do is talk over people. That's another bad habit of mine I'm trying to correct.
Uh-huh.
You need more coffee?
Oh, I got plenty of coffee.
Let me, before we get into these next two bands, I made a slight mistake. I didn't play my Roverfest ticket sounder before that break, so I'm going to have to do one now, and then I'm going to have to do one before the end of the show, so here's your chance.
Roverfest X.
Are you ready?
Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Roverfest X.
Your head is going to explode at Roverfest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, good luck to you. We'll have another shot before the end of the show. Within the next 50 minutes, you can go to Roverfest X. Here, we want a band to go to Roverfest X. Here is P. Holla featuring B-Jax and D.A. That's a lot of people. It's like a, I don't know what it's like. It's like a, here we go. Song is called Rhetorical. That's P. Holla featuring B-Jax and D.A. Rhetorical is the name of the song. What did you think about that? That was
catchy.
Different. I don't know if it was catchy.
Come on. The hook you always talk about?
It's good.
What'd you think, Charlie?
I really liked it. It sounded like, and I don't know anything about music, but it sounded like there was a note off throughout the entire song. The piano hits on...
It's out of tune,
whatever it's supposed to be hitting on, and it hits on the wrong one.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No, you're correct.
That?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Like, just, and again, I can't play anything.
You
want
to listen
seems,
to that
yeah, listen.
Again?
Okay.
It's definitely
right there.
I don't hear it.
And I don't know. if it's the bass mixing with the piano note?
It's probably not even a real piano. You think it's a real piano?
No, but if you're hitting...
Well, it's supposed to be tuned.
Yeah, I'm not even... I don't know if it's out of tune. Are they hitting the wrong note?
Yeah, there's two sounds that are going at the same time. One of them is wrong, so it's competing with that piano sound. It's a bass. They didn't tune the bass correctly.
Oh, a bass. Okay, I was going to say, because if it's not a real piano, like if it's a key, if it's an electronic keyboard that just sounds like a piano...
But if you hit
tune that,
your
right?
Your ear is used to hearing a certain kind of thing, and when, like, a scale of some kind, I think, and if you hit the wrong note, you'll notice it whether you can play music or not. You'll just be like, that sounds weird. That's a weird note to hit right there. And maybe I'm wrong about that. Snitzer, you play piano. Explain it.
Yeah, I just said it's two notes that are competing. One is wrong. I'm not sure if it's a bass in there or the actual piano sample that they use, but something's...
All right. Our musical experts, Dieter, do you hear that?
No, I don't at all. I liked it. I liked the piano. It was different. Jeffrey, let me guess. You liked it?
Yeah, it's just like one of those kinds of songs, Dieter. You want to grab a chick and start doing the bump and grind?
Okay, let's...
That's one of those good-ass bump and grind songs.
Let's play who they're going up against. This is the Yugos. The song is called Burning. Who do you like? P-Holla?
I can't get that out of my mind now.
Where is it? Explain the
in
note.
The hook. Watch him. Well, watch. Okay.
Watch his hand.
It's not in the verses.
Okay,
it's
so let's look at this.
It's on right now. It sounds okay right now, but once the hook comes in.
Hear that, Dieter?
I don't. It just sounds like it's part of the... It's time
out. Counting blessings. Run it up. Thanking God every time you wear them leggings. Thank God. I ain't got no worries.
Watch him.
I'm watching him.
No, I hear what he's saying.
He's saying that...
He's putting his finger down. You and your bestie become best friends. Counting money
after counting blessings. Run it up. Thanking God every time you wear them leggings. Who are you picking?
All right. Who do you like? Doogie?
This is a hard one. I'm going to go with the Yugos.
The Yugos.
Yeah.
Okay. Dieter, who
I like
do you
the
like?
The Yugos, too. It's like a summer song.
Okay. Summer drinking song.
Yeah.
The festival.
Oh,
kind of
yeah. Yeah. Let's get tipsy.
Okay. All right. Charlie, who do you like?
I love the Yugos. I think that might be my favorite song.
Really? All right. Jeffrey, who do you like?
Yugos has a nice little nostalgic sound to it. You know, like sounds like from the late 60s going to the early 70s in terms of general overall sound. Okay. Vocals are good.
All right. And Nads, who do you like?
I didn't get to hear the Yugos, so I'm not going to vote.
Okay. Snitzer?
Yugos, yeah. I like them.
All right. I probably would have picked P-Holla, but I guess I have been unanimously. It's unanimous. We'll move the Yugos through. This is your favorite out of all.
It sounds like the Talking Heads or something. I don't know. The chorus and then the guitar part sounds like the Cars later.
Jeffrey plays a good guitar.
He's playing air guitar.
Yeah.
I don't know about air guitar. I've seen him play the skin flute.
I don't play that one.
No?
Okay, so.
All right, so we'll move the Yugos through to round two.
You,
guys,
you don't like
tomorrow.
This one, Robert?
Listen.
It's okay. All right. You ready for the next two?
Yeah.
Okay. My Mouth is the Speaker is the name of the band. Happy Landing is the song. My Mouth is the Speaker. All right. That is up against Front Porch Lights, All My Money.
Dollar and a dime. I took a dollar and I put it on the line. And if I should lose, I gotta choose.
You're laughing, dude.
It's that high note.
Or a bottle of booze. Yeah, but I'm willing to try. Got a feeling of mine. Hit the lotto when the cash it came.
That is Front Porch Lights, All My Money. All right, I know who Dougie's going to pick. Who do you like,
I like
Dougie?
That. Front Porch Lights
summer,
is different.
It's drinking.
Yeah, it's like a festival kind
of music.
Little shandy in my
All
hand.
All right.
Hips
is it going to be Front Porch Lights, or My Mouth is the Speaker? Jeffrey, who do you like?
I seem to like the Front Porch. Like, I like that, all my money, and just the way the song is generally structured and stuff. Yeah, like that. Just kind of like, you know, like smooth, like a combination of rock and reggae a little.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Charlie, who are you going for?
I think I like Front Porch Lights, too.
All right. Nads?
Conflict of interest. Can't vote.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Ooh.
You said that the last time.
No, Snitzer did. I didn't conflict hear it when I had the last call because I was taking a winner.
Hmm.
Who else
all right. Yeah. Hold on. Don't influence us yet. Snitz, who are you voting for?
Yeah, Front Porch Lights.
Okay. Do you know? Do you have a conflict?
Somewhere? I don't know anybody. Yet.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to go with Front Porch Lights as well.
Yeah.
I think this is good.
Yeah.
I think my mouth as a speaker, it just sounded like a mishmash of like.
I think they sounded great. I would have definitely put them through.
If why is that?
I went to high school with the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
Front right. Porch Lights for sure then.
No wonder he's probably on benzos. Eh?
Yeah.
Well, my mouth as a speaker does not have a typical song structure. It's just like it was all over the place, yeah. I thought, right? Okay, so Front Porch Lights will move through. We'll talk about each band after. Instead of waiting to play both, we'll just get your thoughts after each song. All right, next two bands. One is called Curtains. The other is I Fight Fail. Here's Curtains. The name of the song is Don't Sweat It.
I need a cold one. Might as well make it two. Cause it's so just take on a do. Meet you later.
is Curtains, Don't Sweat It. What do you think, Dieter?
I think they made that for Roverfest. Like, grab a drink. Like, you know. Like,
fun festival.
Yeah, they try to tailor it towards the.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, what do you think about Curtains?
That means he doesn't like
it. it sounds pretty good, but usually, it's interesting when you have a cold intro.
Okay.
That's like where you start doing the vocals before the music kicks in.
All right. That's real interesting. Like that's never been done before or something. All right.
Oh, it's been done lots of times. But I just think that it's just
a hell element.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right. Here is who they're up against. I Fight Fail. The song is called, geez, I don't know, Nisi Pelas Nostra SOS? What the hell is that? I don't know.
Is that French?
Two Coors Lights in your hand and you're just moving
with your lady against you.
I don't know,
rubbing up against each other.
No, this sounds like something Nads would listen to after he breaks up with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Crying.
Shit, my Instagram photos.
All right, who are you voting for, Doogie?
I'll say Curtains.
Okay, or I Fight Fail. Dieter, who do you like?
I'm going to say Curtains, man. It's just more upbeat.
Okay. Charlie, who are you going
curtains.
For? Nads?
Curtains.
Jeffrey?
Curtains. It's Curtains, Rover. It's Curtains.
Snitzer, is that who you're going for?
Yeah, it's going to be Curtains. For,
all right.
For Rover Fest,
me too. Curtains. That's who we're going for.
Look at Kane.
Oh, hell yeah.
That is sweet. That.
All right, so
awesome.
Curtains moves forward, and...
That's awesome. There.
All right, that is Rover Standy that they just put in there.
You look so mean in it.
I love it.
Bring that in here. Let me see that.
You want it in?
Let me see this.
What did you say that? Wait, did you say Rover ripped off Stone Cold Steve Austin, Jeffrey? Is that what you just said?
Stone Cold never stood like that.
That's what he just said.
Hands in an X and a jumping jack shape. What are you talking about? Because he has beers in his hand?
Watch the light.
Watch the light. There you go.
Oh, you're actually on a bunch of beer cartons.
Standing on a bunch of beer cartons.
Yeah. The thing's huge.
Point it towards one of the cameras.
Put it in front of the couch.
In front of one of the cameras.
Put it in front of the couch there.
He picks the one spot there's no camera.
Right in front of Charlie. That's good.
That's fine.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
It was cool.
All right.
I love it. Looks great.
And so those will be in stores, I guess?
Yes, sir.
All over? Yep. Okay.
Now, what is this? What do you get when you find this, whatever?
I don't know. Who knows?
You got it. I don't know.
Oh, wait.
I have so many different promotions.
I don't know what
they're putting up in stores for Roverfest.
Yeah, I think they just wanted to put this out
Coors
there.
Light.
Coors Light.
So you'll see this in grocery stores, convenience stores. Looks good.
We're going to go get an answer. Jeffrey's going to get the guy.
I don't think there's anything behind this.
Oh, there's nothing. Okay.
I can't remember. I love it. All right. So who's Curtains going through?
You should have seen. I wish you could see the original art. So they took this and they just used the ticket art of me standing in an X shape.
Is those your real hands, Rover?
Those are not my real hands.
Okay, I was going to say.
How do you know that? How can you tell?
Because they're big hands.
That's what exactly.
Well, they were bigger.
Well, first of all, they were huge, dude.
And darker.
And they were like a black man's hands. Like they took a black dude and photoshopped his hands onto me holding Coors Lights.
Yeah, those are better.
And I'm like, first of all, these are like gigantic hands.
Yeah.
Second of all, I look like they're Samuel L. Jackson's hands. Yeah. Like you can't put this on the thing.
Looks great.
But these, compared to what, I don't think these would, it definitely stood out before.
Oh, yeah, black guy's hands on you.
But maybe just because.
Well, and I saw the ticket so many times,
mm-hmm.
so I know what your hands look like. But it matches pretty good.
All right, we have a meeting that starts in 30 seconds. So
what? We're not, we got four more.
No, I know.
You can save it for tomorrow?
Let's No. Let's finish this through.
All right, so curtains is moving on. Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rover. I was calling to let you guys know that note that Charlie kept hearing.
Yes.
It was actually this is going to be a really big music nerd thing. It was the dominant tone hitting right up against the tonic tone, the actual music sound, and that's what caused the dissonant harmony. So as far as that goes, it's supposed to catch your ear more towards it, but it immediately resolves at the same time. So,
So Charlie and Snitz are saying it was a mistake. Is it a mistake? Purpose?
I said it sounded off.
Oh, yeah. It's like that off is supposed to create, like, build your interest more towards it.
I see.
Oh, it didn't do that.
Yeah, when they go,
I was going to say.
So why doesn't every band just go out and just play the wrong notes all
the
time?
Well, some people go from, like, a minor and then they resolve into the major. Causes like attention.
It's a built-in kind of thing. If you're knowing what you're doing, you can do it very well and very tastefully. From what I heard, Pete Holly chose a bad place to do that in his music, but there's that knowledge for you.
All right, Mike, thank you. I have no idea what he's talking
about. It's too nerdy for me, man.
Really nerdy. Okay. We're down to our last four bands today.
I just double-checked with the sales guy.
And what did the
There's
sales
nothing guy? Related happening to this.
They're going
to
be everywhere.
They're just going to be at stores.
They're just going to be all over in stores, thanks to Coors Light.
So I was right.
Well, you said you didn't know.
No, I didn't think there was anything associated. I just think they were just being nice, and they love those.
Tweet us some pictures if you find them out in the wild.
Yeah. Okay. The next two bands... One is called Sorry Mom. The other is called Age of Echidna. I don't know how it would. Here it is, band number one, Sorry Mom. The song is called Rupture. Sorry, Mom, Rupture. They're up against Age of Echidna, whatever that means. Plans of Thessaly. Here you go. What's going on with the phones? All of our phones just cut
out. All disconnected from the server. So I'm working on it right now to get it right back up and running.
Concealed by the darkness, obscure from your world, a place of uncomfort, so cold I unfurl. A plan will be etched out, the stakes will be high. A claim to your soul, now your life is all mine. I waited, I watched it consume. I planted this.
All right, Dieter, your thoughts?
Oh, where's the hook?
It kicks in at 50 seconds. Yeah. Here we go.
I can no longer wait for the time it's right. I've been too high.
Jeffrey, what do you think? The first band, Sorry Mom? Or the second band, Age of Echidna or something? I don't know. Who do you like?
I like the first one.
The first one. Sorry Mom. All right, Dieter, who do you like?
I like the first one.
Sorry Mom?
Yeah.
I'm going
Why,
with
just because Jeffrey went with
yeah,
that?
I'm just copying it now.
Do whatever. Yeah.
I'm going with Age of Echidna.
All right, Charlie.
I like Sorry Mom.
Nads?
Sorry Mom.
It's Nads.
Sorry Mom.
Jeez. I got to tell you, I wasn't blown away by either one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost
you
like
could
maybe
dip
you
dip back into one of the other
maybe
ones.
Maybe you go in and you move someone else forward or something.
You really liked Heroes at Heart.
Put one through and then you go back.
All right, we'll put Sorry Mom through, I guess.
You don't like it though.
Nah, not into. You gotta be honest. Not into either one of them. It's just tedious.
This is our last two.
Last two for the day. This is the band Steady Fire. The song is called 1967. That's the year Doogie was last laid. Oh, yeah, like festival, like hold a couple Coors Lights.
If you follow me, we won't be far from many streams and hours where we don't get along.
Jeffrey's bobbing his head along.
That's good.
Very Beatlesque. Keeps following me, but maybe because I can picture the Beatles recording something similar to this.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite Beatles song?
If I had to
Love
pin down...
Love Me Poo?
No, Twist and Shout. It's one of my favorites.
Yep.
We Can Work It Out.
Uh-huh.
Love Me Do. Or Love Me Poo.
Love Me Doo?
Like Love Me Doo Doo.
Whatever, Nance. Anyhow, yeah, so like... Let It Be was probably my top favorite. It's my top favorite
what about
Beatles song.
Twist and Shout?
Twist and Shout was made back...
Do you like
back,
that one? Do you like that one, though?
Yeah, I like it. But it's not one of
them.
Yeah, that is probably their best one. All right. So that was Steady Fire that you just heard. They are up against Outlier. The song's called Break.
I just want to break every rule you make. Tired of being pushed to the ground. You are not the god of me. Sometimes I feel like I can't breathe. I'm suffocating. Every time I make a move, you hold it against me. You're telling lies, they're paralyzed. My will is breaking. Can't you see I'm breaking free? You take my pride away.
All right, that's Outlier. Great. Okay. Dieter, I'm going to go to you. Do you like Steady Fire?
It's like prom back in 1960s, I feel like, this music.
Yeah.
Right? Don't they play this at your prom, dude?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I say Outlier, man.
Yeah. Outlier.
Yeah, I can't hear
this. For. All right, Charlie, who are you going for?
I like Steady Fire.
Okay.
Outlier.
Nads, who do you like?
I'm having a crisis. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, all right.
Jeez.
Snitch.
Go Steady Fire for these two.
And Jeffrey, who do you like?
I was going to say this.
Wrong mic. The second band, the first one sounds 260-ish.
Oh,
for my taste.
What, like prom-ish? Does it sound like a prom?
God. Oh, my God! He cannot. That's why I was going to him first.
Right.
And then I go to you. You say that. and he literally repeats. Now he's bobbing his head to this song.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna pick
this. He loves it.
Yeah.
This is like the best song he's heard in the past 20 years.
It's right his alley.
I say that. I thought one of the last song I heard of the modern era, the last song to actually remember from the modern era of music, anything post 1998, was that one 21 Pilots song.
Got it.
Okay. All right. You've heard a 21 Pilots song.
Because Dieter
liked
the other one.
Oh, I've heard it a couple of times. It's one of my favorites.
All right. It's either that or Outlier. Boy, this is a tough one for me. This one's really tough. Is that?
I think they started with the chorus.
Sometimes I feel like.
This is tough. Boy, because I like Steady Fire, but let's move Outlier forward. I do like Steady Fire. They could end up as a wild card.
I'll put a little.
So there you go. There are the eight bands that we have.
Everybody.
Moving forward.
Great work. Thank you.
To round two tomorrow. And the other bands from yesterday that also move forward to round two, they will compete. Tomorrow in round two, and we'll see who gets to open up Roverfest. Your shot to rock Roverfest, presented by Wild Eagle. Nads, how's it going in there? And by the way, this has nothing to do with the 800 number. This is something here in the building. This is the phone system here.
Yeah, it's still all messed up, so we're going to have to fix something during the break.
So I can't take phone calls right now? Is that essentially
what
you're
talking? Can you take them? Because he can't do anything. It's just grayed out, and then we got it so that he could click a button, and then nobody could hear him.
Yeah, I can pick up phones, but it's
we've disconnected, reconnected. I think he restarted the whole computer, so
now it's acting strange. Oh, something's going on. You changed your desktop director to whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, and it won't let me go to DD2, which the actual phone is in. That's grayed out. It's only let me do DD3.
All right. We're going to have to reboot the phones. So give me a minute. I was going to give some Roverfest X tickets away here, but give me a minute. I'll get to that. And we'll give away a $100 gift certificate to American Fireworks when we come back as well. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
I've never seen anything like this.
Literally.
I mean, like, four of the people on it have PTSD. Yeah!
We now return to Rover's Morning Glory.
Doogie had to run over to a meeting real quick. I don't know why, but Rover did not seem happy because Doogie scheduled a meeting at 10:45 for some reason.
She said end the show early today, but you know,
it was 10:30.
Oh, yeah, 10:30. So, yes, they're very late, so we have to end the show. Right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
So, what did you guys think of the band so far? Who is your favorite one of the day, Jeffrey?
I liked one.
The one you didn't pick?
Yeah, 1967, Steady Fire.
No, I'm not. No, it's just that the Billy, whatever his name is, I can't remember.
Billy,
I
actually wrote stuff. You really loved him, huh?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, whatever, Nance, shut up.
Billy who?
Benjamin Bill.
Benjamin Bill, yeah, that's the
one. Did he make it through, though?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean, I'd say all the bands sounded good. We can only pick, you know, how many, you know?
You can only pick one.
Right, so that's why we're doing this tournament style, to see who gets the gig.
Yes, you are right. Tomorrow we'll do the, I guess we'll go through the 16 that we picked over the last 2 days, and then we will get down to 8 from there, and then Friday we'll just have 8 to go through of the. That's the finals, right?
That's right.
But before we do that, we do have to give away American. Wait, what do we have to give away?
Yeah, plugs. Yeah, American Fireworks. Jeffrey.
Yeah, American Fireworks is going to win $100 American Fireworks official. American Fireworks is the official, one of the official sponsors of Rover Fest.
And what do they sell there?
Fireworks. What do you expect? You know, bottle rockets, Roman candles, firecrackers, all
Black
that good
snakes.
Stuff. I don't know about that one. But you can enter to win a $100 gift card. Today, June 25th, is the deadline to order online and guarantee delivery by July 4th.
Wait, stop. What's the date on that?
Okay. Win $100 to American Fireworks, official fireworks sponsor of Rover Fest X.
Uh-huh.
Today, Monday, this...
What's today?
Today's Wednesday,
what's...
so you give me the wrong information here.
Just go with it, man.
You just give me the wrong information. But July 25th was your deadline to order online to guarantee your delivery by July 4th, and unfortunately that deadline.
July 25th is a deadline to order...
By July 4th.
Yeah, so you guys gave...
June 25th.
Yeah, Monday, June 25th, but this is the 27th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I think we
I got wrong information.
Well, you might have missed that deal, but I mean, you could still order some fireworks.
Still order your fireworks and still have a good time. And
you can still go there and buy them, right?
Yes.
Jeffrey? So. Yeah, you can buy some for your kids?
No, fireworks are too dangerous.
Do you go? What are your 4th of July plans?
I'm going to take him to the fireworks show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I took him there last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got a kick out. They liked it.
Yeah, every kid does.
My daughter was there with her... Now boyfriend Richard, and it's going to be a good time.
They get hot and heavy under a blanket?
No, they did not. Come on, they both know the rules. I mean, they have the same, the mother has the same boundaries for her son as the same as I have for my daughter. No kissing, essing, effing, or anything like that.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Jeez.
Graphic.
Christ.
There's children you're talking about, Jeffrey.
They both know the rules.
All right, call in, win those. We'll double them up with the Rover Fest VIP tickets, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, you got to say something. All right, so call now.
Rover Fest X. Are you ready?
Let's go!
Be caller 30 now. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yo!
1-866-967-6837. And you'll win tickets and VIP passes to Rover Fest X.
Your head is going to explode at Rover Fest X.
July 21st at Black River Landing in Lorain. From Northeast Factory Direct and Rover's Morning Glory.
So be the 30th caller for those, and you can get Rover Fest VIP tickets. And, what is it, $100 to American Fireworks? Yeah. Right, Jeffrey? Cool. All right, Jeffrey,
what do you have coming up in the aftermath?
I don't have my sheet. We're going to talk about the bands we went through a little bit.
Okay.
We'll talk about Nads' relationship troubles. That he looks very excited to do that. And what do you want to talk about? I ask Jeffrey this every day right before we start the aftermath. I say, hey, Jeffrey, what do you want to talk about in the aftermath? And he's usually playing solitaire.
I think you got it, Charlie. But.
It was weird. I went in the bathroom today, and it was you and Dieter just kind of making... You're talking about your favorite sports to listen to, like, to get you hot. What was that about?
No. We were just talking about what sports.
You guys were both saying right next to each other in a urinal, and you guys would just be like, you know what really gets me hot?
What I'm saying
is women grunting in tennis.
Talking about tennis, watching women play tennis and how
you
sometimes
guys were both
guys
grunting
and
back and forth to each other.
Oh, yeah. Pushing out the urine.
Yeah, it was real hot in there. And no buffer zone. I mean,
there was a buffer zone.
There was a buffer zone?
Yeah.
But
there's two banks of urinals. I mean, there's a major buffer zone.
But he can't hear. We tried that. He can't hear on the left side.
Because he has to yell
right
all the way through four stalls. That's not going to work, right?
No.
So you guys were just talking about your hottest sports to kind of crank it to.
What sports we find the easiest to watch on TV without getting bored out of a gourd?
You've been on a tennis kick all day.
No, only because
that's the third time you brought up tennis that I know.
Well, I know only because Wimbledon's happening now. It started 2 days ago, so they're in the quarterfinals. So it's, I'm gonna try and keep track. I don't watch a whole lot of tennis, but tennis is kind of an easy sport to watch because the action keeps moving unless the ball hits the net or the umpire makes a call. It stops the game.
And tennis is a white elitist sport.
Not as elitist as golf. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
A tennis court is smaller than you can fit a tennis court inside the area of a basketball court. Where with golf, you need about 200 acres of land for a golf course.
But do you understand the scoring in tennis at all?
Not so. I did admit that. I do not understand how tennis is scored.
So you just watch it. Just two people hitting the ball back and forth.
I just watch it. I just watch it just for the hell of it to see how long it takes for me to go to fall asleep.
All right, if you want more of this, it's gonna keep going.
I don't know, but
on the aftermath. So sign up on RMG Plus, and you can hear unfiltered Jeffrey give us his takes on tennis. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yes.
Rover's Morning Glory.